listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Baseball. Our coverage of this game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Baseball. Our coverage of game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox. Our coverage of today will start soon. Listening to Bowie Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game starts soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of this game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Base Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging System pregame show.
It's the DCA pregame show from Raymond. We're getting set for the theme in this six-game series with Bowie and the Richmond Squirrels. Glad you're with a lovely early evening, late after Sabatas with you from Richmond, Virginia. A great convincing win for Bowie last night. Great rebound win for the Bay Sox. 10-0 Squirrels. Their patience at the plate came back. Walks drawn in any games and aside from the 20-6 game. Remember, that game did feature two different position players pitching, so the walks may have been a bit inflated out of. They knocked Kaiwei Tang the game early after just four innings. The Bay Sox offense beat him into the ground when it came to just watches sail through and call here and there. Getting a free pass, him out after just five pitches in four innings. It was a great opportunity for the Bay Sox offense. But then they showed good power on in this ballpark of all places. Two home runs and some long balls that would have gotten out back at Prince George's Stadium. A Bay Sox would tie things in the season series with Richmond after dropping two of the three on the opening weekend set up at Prince George's Stadium. They could try and take two of the first three here to start at the Diamond. The Bay Sox come in for game number 17 this season, a 9-7 to one game winning streak for Bowie, 6-4 over their last 10, and 3 when playing on. Bowie is one game back of the Harrisburg Senators at point, but they're in third place. The Seawolves are in second place, only one game back. Richmond comes in today, number 18 on the season for Squirrels, a 9-8 record on a one game losing streak. 5 over their last 10 games, they've pretty much been playing 500 ball since they took that 2 out of 3 from Bowie. That's what a 9-8 record is. Hell yeah, they've been playing 500 baseball since. They're 5-3 at home, though, and they're currently only a half game back of the Harrisburg Senators, tied for 4th with the Altoona Curve. curve have been surging just a little. They're both 9-8. They're on a three-game winning streak. Their pitching matchup for today's is Drew Rahm versus Brian Brickhouse. This is the second time for each starter opponent. Rahm comes in with a 1-1, a 3-even ERA. He tossed 4 innings of 1 run his last time out. That was against at Prince George Stadium. While retired 12 of the first 13 batters faced, his key, just like Kaiwei Tang yesterday, was the pitch count. He 3-ball count on each of the first thirds, and he tried to go into the inning but could not record an out. Well, 3 consecutive batters switched to open the frame, but Bowie would rally around him late and get the first 2 walk-off wins during Akron series. That dive action of Rahm's, whether he's in from a low arm slot or he's sending you any one of his 5 pitches in the repertoire, it can, when it's getting the swings and misses, and that's what one of the key issues was in the last start for against Akron, is that he only picked up 4 strikeouts. He did get a swing on the lead batter, but then only 1 strikeout for the remaining innings. 1 looking in, 1 looking in the third, and then 1 swinging in the fourth. So again, it was playing all, but after a long plate appearances by those Akron batters, made it so difficult for Rahm to pitch a inning in that Akron game. Meanwhile, on the other end, it will be Brian House going for Rich. He's on to an 0-1 start. Came against Bowie that say to start the season at Prince George's Stadium. He's got an 8-3-1 ERA. Now, Brickhouse is a very intriguing story. I'll talk more about it once we get the first pitch. But he's coming out for his 8th season as a minor league after being signed by the Giants at minor league free agent this past December. He spent last season in the Dodgers organization with their AA affiliate Tulsa in the Texas League. He pitched pretty well, held opponents to a 1-1-2 whip, and picked up 50 outs in 60 innings. But he started his career as a Kansas City farmhand. He was drafted out of the Woodland School in 2011, actually a very prestigious high school for ballplayers. But he had multiple elbow surgery, and he missed out on a large year and eventually voluntarily hired and did not play for a span of 3 years. Anywhere between the 2015 and 2017 series, he was not on the roster. He faced Bowie in his organizational debut all the way back on Sunday, April 11th. I'm so used to saying May with last season starting in May. But when he did go up against Bowie, his start was really tough. Sell. Gave up 3 base hits to open. Hall, Jordan Westberg, and Gunnar Henderson ungled, and before Brickhouse even a single out, he 3 runs. Bowie eventually had game 11-6, and that was a Paulson Haskins 3 home run. He had the first of the 3 against House. It was a solo shot for inning. So we'll see. Maybe Haskins a little bit more in it today. He'll be leading off today's game as he's 4 home runs this season, collect first 3 in the third game of the year. But step aside from the offense for a brief moment. When we come back on the DCA Imaging System Game Show, we catch up with one of the more interesting people on the roster. He pitched in Logan Gillespie, relief scoreless 9th inning, and he shares a little bit of how the last couple of days have gone. It's actually been an interesting few days for Gillespie and his journey to the independent leagues, joining the Milwaukee organization, and now eventually the Orioles organization. So we'll talk with Gillespie on the end of this break. It's a very fun story to miss. You're listening to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. This is Sox Baseball.
Everyone does a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces, line aligners, anyone can get the smiles wanted with our flexible payment options. Two of the country's leading orthodontists from the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Well, it may be on Sunday, May 29th, but get ready for the Bucks' first Catter Day at Gis Stadium. Everyone's heard of barking, but now you can bring your kitty a relaxing afternoon of ball. If you get here early enough, you can pick up a free Bay Sox Catter Day t-shirt courtesy of the City of Bowie. You can get your tickets now for the first ever Catter Day at 301-464-865 or at Bay.com.
Sprains to stitches, sore to stomach aches, and pulled must poison ivy. Care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses, injuries, Patient First is Patient First. The name's
Patient First. Proud partner of Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every
day.
in on the CA Imaging Systems pregame show where dry relief pitcher Logan Gillespie came in for 8th inning last night and pitched wonderfully. You've been off to a great start this season. What's been best for you?
Knowing that there's 7 people on the field to get the ball if they hit it.
That's a very good way to put it right away. But you've been attacking hitters pretty and setting them down easily. Has there been any specific pitch that you best for you to start this season?
On fastball up and then everything fall off, yeah. All the off speed off of it.
Yeah. Now, one of the big notes here is that you're the only member of the active stir on the 40-man. What does that sit with you? Do you care about that, or do you just focus on, you know, going out and performing each night whenever?
That one. I really don't care.
Yeah.
I just go out and do my thing every time.
Again, here with Logan Gillespie on DCA Imaging Systems pregame. I've worked in the independent leagues before. You were around the ball leagues before you got Tilmo. It's a much different vibe down. What was kind of your feel when you played for a handful of teams?
It was, besides USPBL, it was literally like a adult league baseball team. Like, you show up, you get ready to throw, you play the game, you go.
Is it all? I'd have to imagine it's so much more different compared to part of a major league organization, because, correct me if I'm wrong, but I would imagine a lot less development focused on the individual player, more about the team trying to win best as they can, and that's it.
Yeah, like the only USPB had a trainer. I don't think the other 3 indie ball teams I played for had a trainer, so you kind of had to do what you had to do to feel good.
How'd you stay hydrated in that Pecos League?
Yeah. Gas stations have one.
Again, here with Logan Gillespie of DCA Imaging Systems pre-show. Your fastball was ticking up toward 97 last night. Have you been seeing a dip in velocity, or is that kind of where you've been slotted since you've gotten into the innings?
Last year I touched 98. It's at 96, 98. Yeah. I actually just got in a car accident Saturday.
Oh,
so
really?
I was thinking yesterday was like just a warning, see how my finger feels. Airbag deployed and it kind of.
Oh, goodness.
I got x-rayed on it and everything.
Well, we're glad you're okay. That's the first I'm here. I mean, so I'm glad you're doing fine. But yeah, clearly nothing was too trouble since you went out and finished out the shutout. But what's it like coming in on the back end of a shutout like? Because obviously you want to be the one to finish and polish off what's not a perfect day, but one of the best from a pitching staff.
Yeah, I was watching the game before and they just challenged them and they didn't score or hit them. So I just go challenge them.
One I want to ask as we get ready to wrap things, Gillespie here. On the road, you're settling in, and you being around so many indie ball leagues and being around so many different visiting cells and such, you're probably the most versed on this roster. What's your to relax at the hotel when you pop open that laptop and put on your streaming service, Netflix, Hulu, whatever it is to go to?
I don't own a laptop.
Oh, really?
But when I get back to the room, I throw on either like Friends or Ridiculousness and then just watch you.
I think I had the reruns of Good Night until probably about 3 o'clock yesterday morning. So I could sympathize with you there. Logan, thanks so much for the time and congrats again on the big finish last night.
Thank you.
Logan on the DCA Imaging Systems. We'll step aside. When we come back, we walk up in depth and take a cruise around the East League and the Orioles organization to Bay Sox Baseball.
It's proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all residential and commercial pest control, it's called Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, other pest control services, call now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Hank Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way of the Bay Sox, and it's completely for kids ages 3 through 12. Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up kids, so don't miss out on all the promotional giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club, now at BaySox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or AC service industry? Are you in a career path that will set you up for without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the area, the Steam Fitters UA 602 Apprenticeship Program is the choice for you. For more information on the apprenticeship program and how to apply, visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
We continue with the DCA Imaging System pregame show. Matt Sabatis with you. advantage of meeting today's now at home plate with the umpiring. Introducing to the starting lineup for Bowie, we've got the moment. Leading it up for the Bay Sox is going to be Hudson Haskins in right field. Jordan Westbrook follows it up at third base, batting second. Gunnar Henderson is the shortstop of the day. He had a couple of big hits in yesterday's game, including another home run. Paul back in the lineup. That's the main addition for Bowie. He's usually in the slot, but he's going to take a little breather down into the cleanup as missing, I think, about four games with an unspecified illness. He says he's good to go. He may be a little bit iffy here, so it's a good thing that he's coming out in the first and not coming out for the start of game. Joey Ortiz to follow that through Dashbach, Zach Watson, Cody Ryan, and Dylan Harris is back in as well. He took a day off after he saw his five-game hit streak come to a close on the series opener Tuesday morning. On the Richmond side of things, Simon Whiteman to open, then Will Wilson and Sean Roby. Roby, the league's lead with seven home runs. Frankie Stotto follows. He's one of two left-handed. Brandon Martirano is catching it today and fifth. Tyler Fitzgerald, Jacob Hayward, Franklin Labor, and then Shane Matheny rounds it, cleaning up for the Squirrels, batting ninth. That's the Eastern League, only one game in at this point, a couple of teams warming up, and Harrisburg playing a doubleheader. The Senators just now tying at one in the bottom of the fourth inning. They'll play game. Somerset and Portland will get going soon. Each side has traded off 2-1 victories, two games of that series. New Hampshire just getting set to go with Red at Delta Dental Stadium. Erie and Binghamton playing tonight's stadium. It has been a chilly series, Binghamton. The Seawolves swept yesterday's dub between the pair. And then Altoona Akron will get going. The Curve have won each of the first two in that series. The Rubber Ducks have found a 7-10. On the Orioles side of things, Baltimore has come to close in New York. They're swept out of the Bronx by the Yankees. Tied the final today. Bruce Zimmerman start, but five errors by the big league crew doomed their opportunity, and they lose the three games to New York. They fought that lengthy road trip, and they return to Camden in a couple of days. It continues to host Norfolk. The Tides had a time with the Stripers last night, but still hold on to an 11-9 record there. Delmarva will get going at 7:05 down in the low ranks. Delmarva gave up a 10 spot in the fifth inning to Augusta today. They have lost three consecutives. And then Aberdeen, we're still waiting to see when D.L. Hall will to the Ironbirds. I think the anticipated is tomorrow, so Hall might be going tomorrow for Aberdeen. We'll up on that when they can, but it's Aberdeen host Jersey Shore. I imagine, and they've not posted the lineups just yet online, I imagine Adley Rutschman will still be in the lineup Ironbirds after just rejoining for his rehab. But again, today we've got Sox and the Richmond Flying Squirrels set to go for Game 3, six-game series. As Squirrels take the field, we'll step aside one final time. When we come, we've got first pitch and all the play-by-play. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see games at Prince George's Stadium. You get 30% on your selected seat for fun and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible options, discounts on suite rentals, access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a first collectible at your first home game here. Get your pack now by calling 1-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
At DC Aging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, and security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give CA Imaging a call, 301-577-102. Find out more about how we can DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Sky Shooter Displays, ZY Pyrotechnics will be light guy with top-of-the-line fireworks following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for Sky Shooter Displays, including additional shows, true pyro music, some choreographed plays, and much more. Sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. The Bay Sox are the affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season brought to you by Chesapeake Lawyers Insurance, Bay Imaging Systems, On the Green, Bay First, Royal Foods, Smiles, and ZI Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
from the diamond for game three in this six-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Boots. Matt Sabatis with you from downtown Richmond, and as Brian Brickhouse forms on the mound for the Flying Squirrel, the starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox that hill looks like this. Leading off in right, we've got Hudson Haskin, followed by Jordan Weston at third base, batting second. Gunnar Henderson is the shortstop, batting Hall in center field, bats fourth. Joey Ortiz at second base, bats Andrew Dashbach at first base, bats sixth. Zach Watson, the designated hitter, bats seventh. Cody Roberts, the catcher, bats eighth. Dylan Harris rounds out the lineup, he field, batting ninth. The Bears are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles, managed by Kyle, assisted by Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, Billy Facto, and Chandler Geller. And once for Bowie, you've got Haskin, Wade, Henderson, Hall, Ortiz, Dashbach, Watson, Roberts, Harris, all to face Brian Brickhouse on the mound. The Bay Sox, game number six this season for Bowie, a 9-6 one-game winning streak. They dropped three consecutive games, the final two in the Akron, and then the opener of this series in Richmond. But it was a big-time return for Bowie. A 10-0 shutout victory, their second shutout of the season, started beautifully by Ryan Watson, five scoreless innings, Adam Stauffer combining with three blanks, and Logan Gillespie contributing one of his own. Hudson Haskin digs into the box as Shadow stretches the infield, a small splash of soft straightaway center, that's it. Brickhouse comes set and gets ready for the spring, it's on its way. Fast down, and we're underway at 6:37 on a 60-degree sunny day here in downtown Richmond. Haskin on the season, a .380 average, a .1231 OPS, four doubles, four homers, 12 runs, bounced Baltimore chop up towards him, picked at the chest by Will Wilson, sends it on to first in time for the out. One gone. Let's introduce the starting defense, shall we? Throughout in the outfield for Richmond, you've got Jake Ward, Simon Whiteman, then Franklin Labor. Sean Roby is at third, Gerald at short, Will Wilson at second, and Frankie Tostado is at first. Brandon Martirano continues the catching duties today. He catches for Brian Brickhouse on the mound. Right-hander Jordan Westberg digs in. Home from Brickhouse is called for outside corner, a fastball, a lift, and the count opens nothing in one. House, a 6'3", 230-pound, 29-year-old right-hander. Fires one pitch, and it's bounced slowly over the side and booted off of the glove high of Sean Roby. Just a tough luck bounce. They could rule it a hit, but I'd imagine they rule it. It is an E5, so reaches on the error. Will be his second at third base this season. And gets a runner aboard here with one out. Brickhouse makes the appearance of the year. He's a native of the Woodlands, Texas. Very hot baseball town in the Houston area, signed with the Giants as a minor league free agent in December last season. Here's the first pitch to Gunnar Henderson, miss high, it's a ball, 1-0. And a .259 average, .898 OPS, three doubles, three homers, includes night, 13 runs driven in, team's lead. Runner at one away, righty on lefty, and the pitch is checked on, called a strike, tough. The count evens at 1-1. Brickhouse this season overall with gone 0-1 in three game starts, 13 innings total, and 8-3 RA. 11 strikeouts, 5 walks, 2 home runs, including 1 to Hudson Haskin, 1-1. Missing, and the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Brickhouse started the Sunday game, the third game of the Prince George's Stadium on opening weekend, and he ran into a bit of trouble. Runner goes, the 2-1 is swung on and missed, 2. The throw to second bounces off the shortstop and rolls into center field. Westberg does not take an additional base. He's content with his full base of the season on his attempt. Martirano has had a tough time behind the dish. Opposing bases are a perfect 11 for 11 now when it comes to steal. It was a swinging strike on Henderson, even at 2, but now the double play is out of the equation, and you've got a runner in scoring. Here's the next. Swing and a miss. Henderson went curveball down and in. He could hold up, but could not. A strikeout for Brian Brickhouse, and there's two away here in the first inning. Your umpiring crew for today's game, Corey is at third base, Kelvis is at first, and Sean Cassidy calls the balls and strikes behind home plate. It's Adam Hall, first game back for quite some time. Brick steps off the rubber, that's his first of two allotted in this plate appearance, before we even see a pitch thrown. Hall has not appeared fourth. Here's the first pitch. Misses high, count begins at 1-0. And that was a one for him. While he did play well, went 2-for-5 with a double and a run scored, it was still a one-off because it's his other game, the 21st. Here's the 1-0. Half swing.
Pitch down and away. He didn't go. They appealed on it. And the count 2-0. So this is only his second game in about a... He was dealing with an unspecified illness, but he was still mobile and active in the cage just about every day, except for, I think, the first. Here we go. Called a strike edge, and the count goes to 2-1. Kaus, the pitcher, makes his second since Bowie this season. He gave up as 4 earned in 3 1/3. Bowie won 11-6 in that game, allowed 3 runs before recording an out. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Curveball bounced up the third baseline, but full. Picked on the other side by Shinrobi. And the count evens at 2. Berg at second. He'd be an unearned run if scores after reaching on the E5. 2-2 the count here on Hall. 27 on the road this season. Swinging strike 3. Chases on a fastball, and the Bay Sox miss and opening the game with a score. One out, error granted at second. We go to the bottom of the first here at the Diamond. Bowie Mitchman coming on up. You're listening to Baseball.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count best and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this season with 6 different shows to choose from. So get your toe at BaySox.com. There's plenty to catch in the month of May with Firework Home Saturday. Hope to see you there.
Hey, coffee lovers. Know where you'll find the world's cup of coffee? Right here at Farms. Because with our new Brewstem, it takes less than a minute from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Farms. So try one. It'll be at first sip because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
First here in Richmond, a scoreless game as Bowie got a runner in scoring position on an error and a stolen, but couldn't advance him. And moved the home half of the frame. Drew Rums on the mound for Bowie. The starting up for the Flying Squirrels that he'll face. Leading off in center field, you've got Whiteman making his first appearance this year, followed by Will Wilson batting second. Sean Roby is at third, batting third. Frankie Tostado is at first base, batting fourth. Brandon Marco is the catcher, batting fifth. Tyler Gerald, the shortstop, bat sixth. Jake in left field, seventh. Franklin Labore in right field, eighth. And Shane Math, DH, bats ninth. So AA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants by Dennis Pelfrey, assisted by Paul Swerga, Danny Santon, and Ports. Richmond, a 9-8 record on the season, a one-game streak. They've won 2 of 3, however, and it'll be Watson and Roby to open up the inning. Extender Drew Rahm, first pitch is a fastball. It's the outside corner for a called strike one, and we begin at a nothing and one count. Whiteman, again, making his first appearance this season, just... Our friends, this series, just sixth this season, watches the 0-1 come home, and it's a fast same spot at the same speed, 9 miles an hour from the left-hander Rahm, goes to nothing and two. White is only 1-for-10 this year, 6 strikeouts and a walk, the 0-2. Liner out toward left center field, running on it all day is Adam Hall, and he closes the gap quickly, makes the play, forehead high, and there's one here in the bottom of the first. Speed by Hall there in center field. Your defensive alignment for Bowie to Harris in left, Adam Hall in center, Hudson in right. Jordan West is the third baseman, Gunnar Henderson at short. Joey Ortiz at second, Andrew Schbach at first, and Cody Roberts catches behind the plate for Drew Rahm on the mound. Rahm against Will Wilson, the right-hander. Sliders too far inside, and the count begins 1-0. Drew Rahm, a 170-pound 20th left-hander from Cincinnati, draft round of the 2018 draft from Highland. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Wilson. Misses. Count goes to 2-0. Rahm slow on the timing there, trying to catch Wilson off guard with the high fastball. Really slow, just the arm movement before he cross. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him that time. Fat high, and the count goes to 2-1. This season for Bowie, 3 games all starts, a 1-1 record, a 3 ERA, 12 innings, 17 strikeouts, 4 walks, the 2-1. Misses high, 3 ball strike. Those 17 strikes do lead Bowie as we begin the fourth official turn through the base Sox rotation. Here's the 3-1 to Wilson. And a bouncer to the left side into hit. Henderson was playing harder for right-handed hitting Wilson to pull, and he couldn't get to it in time. So a one-out single for Will Wilson. And now she will step up. We're scoreless here in the inning. Bay Sox beat Richmond last night 10-0 after being shut out themselves the previous night. An 8-0 loss on 2-10 win on Wednesday. That's already. Here's the first pitch to Roby. Like fastball hits the lower outside corner and one. Roby, a 250 average this season, a 1075 OP, the double, leads the league with sins and has 13 runs driven into boot. That leads the team. One pitch. Swinging a slow tap. Back to the mound, but Rom boots it, and it keeps rolling into left. But grabbed it, and going from first to third is Will Wilson. This is just a defensive screw-up by the Bay Sox. Rom defended the mound to try and pick it. His glove. Jordan Berg thought he was going to get a chance at it, so he let it tie him. Gunnar Henderson thought Westberg was going to get it, so he didn't charge at it fully, and it right through all three fielders. Since it didn't touch a sink, it's a base hit. It puts runners at the corners here with only one out in the bottom of the first. Here's Frankie Tostado, lifted high out toward left center, curling Adam Hall back, and it will allow the score as it bounces off the wall. Hall has a tough time corralling it. The second run is being waved. There could be a play at the plate, but no. The throw is cut off by Joey Ortiz, and it's a two RBI double by Pito Stato, opening the game for Richmond here in the bottom of the first. Fourth double of the season for Tostado. He's up to seven runs in. And it's really difficult to quit how that defensive trouble just a batter ago might have changed what just happened with Tostado. Discuss it more in a second as Rom steps, or Toronto steps into the box. Dion Righty against Mark Toronto. And the first pitch home. Called for strike, bottom half of the zone. It's nothing in one. Because obviously, when Will Wilson was able to advance first to third on that, I don't want to call it a sweep, but that is a bit what it is. Next pitch. Called a strike, lower outside corner, thinking two. Of course, Rom might have had to pitch a little more vividly, looking for the strikeout with go up, and he went chasing on the fastball he saw. It was the first pitch. It definitely changed up the approach for Rom against Tostado. Would have been different with runners just at first and second. Hero 2 just misses up and a ball and two strikes. So Bay Sox are trailing 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Simon Whiteman led off with a line out to center. Wilson singled up the gut. Sean hit a bleeder to the left of the infield that missed three gloves. Here's two. Swinging just a piece. Trills back to the screen and bounces. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. But again, if all things stay the same and someone made that place keep the ball on the infield, Will Wilson stopped at second. You can't say that the outcome of this inning would have changed at all because Sean Roby went home on that double. So nothing really would have been different. Maybe Roby would have been a little lower on the back end. Bet. Runner goes. The 1-2 is inside. Throw bounces in, but it's in time. That was a late run to Tostado, and he did not have much speed. He's thrown out on his first stolen base attempt this season. The caught stealing for Roberts is his third snag, and two outs here in the bottom of the inning. Again, the pitch was dead inside, so it runs the count even. Caught stealing goes two, and now it's 2-2. This is empty against Brandon Marshall. Big opportunity for Rom to miss the damage here. Pitch to Martorano is swung and lifted high and deep out to right center. Feet the gap. Haskin running back on. Watches it ricochet off the wall. Hall has time peeling it in off the base. But fortunately, Martorano stops at second base. But that's four consecutive batters reaching safely for Richmond. Two sinks, two gap doubles. Third for Martorano. And now it goes Tyler Fitzgerald. Now, the pitch count was a big problem for him in his last start. He only went innings. Well, he did just give up run against Akron. He needed 73 for those four innings. That was one shy of a tie. First pitch to Tyler Fitzgerald. Slides too far down, and the count starts out at 1-0. Fitzgerald batting only 148 this season, a 38 OPS. It's number 32 prospect, according to Bay Erica. Had a tough time on the opening weekend at Georgia Stadium. 1-0, lined into right center field again. Hall running on it a little bit, and it falls to hit off once more.
Down from third to four is Martirano. It's a string of consecutive doubles and five consecutive hits for the Squirrels. Now lead 3-0. Third up for Fitzgerald, and that's going to lead to a message from pitching coach Josh Conway. Care's around the corner at Patient First. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every year. Every Patient First has on-site labs, x-rays, and drugs. Patient First, theme fits. It's a very month of May at Prince George Stadium. Got to make sure we tell you all about it as we get closer and closer, because the Bay Sox will be playing 18 games over the course of the month. We've got two day games on May 4th and Thursday, May 5th, 12:05 on the 4th, 11:05 on the 5th. So baseball and education and STEM day for the kids. Just stop by for those. And then, of course, Fires on Saturday, May 7th. That's one of three shows over the month of May. It's going to be just such an incredible Prince George's Stadium when the Bay Sox get back. But they do need to focus today's game as they now trail 3-0. Here's Jacob Hayward, first pitch. Called a strike, inner half, and the count 0-1. Hayward, 56 average this season, 715 OPS. A double, 1 for 5 runs driven in. Second, two away here in the bottom of the first step. Romps, one half step forward with his kick leg. Picks it up and fires home. It's a strike. Curveball in. 0-2. Bay Sox in alternate orange road uniforms with a black-orange brim. Squirrel sticking with the all-white home uniform and pants. Typeface flying squirrels on the side. Rom looks back, runner at second. 0-2. It's up and away. The count goes to 2 strikes. It pulled Roberts up out of his spot, so he thought about maybe trying a second, but did not throw the ball. Still an opportunity for the put-down pitch here, but it's already up to 22 pitches in this inning, and there is some mulling in the Bay Sox pen. 1-2. Fastball too far down and in. The count goes 2-2. Rom averages about 17.8 pitches. That's why a lot of his starts so short. The longest he's gone was scoreless against Binghamton. Still needed stitches for that outing. Looking for the strikeout would be his first. The 2. Got him! Swinging strike 3 on the lower inside corner. Hayward is down, and the inning is over. But the Bay Sox find themselves trailing after one inning of play. As 5 consecutive hits for the Squirrels. They score 3 top 5 hits. There's no error, and there's one left on base. Out of the second here at the Diamond. Trails 3-0. You're listening to Small.
Sunday, May 2nd, it's a fiesta at Prince George's. For the first time this season, the Bays transform into El Congrejos de Chesapeake and face off against Los Puentes de Akron as part of Minor Baseball's Copa de la Diversión. It'll be a Latin fiesta celebration all afternoon around the ballpark. All Prince Chesapeake Employers Insurance. Get today at 301-44-4865 and online at baysox.com.
With the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, games in the stadium, introduce of the game, and you'll even get to have the sting for you. Bay Sox birthday party is an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book by calling 301-44-880 or at baysox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor is located or operates in the DC, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping service to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, visit steamfitters-602.org.
Second inning here at Bay Sox, come to bat already trailing by 3. Matt Sabatis with you, and it's the bottom half of the Bowie lineup due up at Brian Brickhouse. First pitch to Joey Ortiz, misses down and away, and the count begins at 1-0. Ortiz, a 2.03 average this season, a 55 OPS, no homers, 9 runs. He's got 4 doubles and a 1-0. Call it for strike 1, out of the zone. That's a very interesting story. Voluntarily retired about 3 years. After elbow surgeries, 1-1, misses away. Count goes to 2-1. And he came from a prestigious baseball school, the Y School in Texas. Some no games and some high draft picks out of there, including the 2-1. Fouled off back to the screen. And the count evens at 2. Goldschmidt went there. He didn't get drafted out of there. He got drafted out of Kentayon, went there.
He just pitched for these as they beat the Orioles today. The 2-2 misses down and away, and the count fills here on the leadoff batter, Ortiz. Been hitting Brickhouse pretty well when he fills up the count. 4-for-7 this season, only 2 strikeouts and 1 walk. Bases empty, nobody out. Brickhouse steps off. Brickhouse was actually drafted thereafter. A pause called, I think, is asking if an auto ball should have been issued to Brickhouse after stepped off. And the umpires converge on it. Because it's a full count, to say he did, we'll say he did. So Joey Ortiz is granted on an auto ball 4. See, now that's the just great thing that they have done and that they have cultivated out of their coaching staffs across leagues. Just much awareness, so much studying, and just paying attention to the game rules and the changes that come with it. Acutely picked up on, immediately realized, hey, he probably got given an auto ball there. So he asked, and it was granted. So now the leadoff base runner. Here's your Dashbach, first pitch misses high. The count begins at 1-0. Dashbach, only a 167 average this season, but a 701 OPS, then leading 16 walks. Next pitch misses down, and the count goes to 2-0. Walk is without a hit over his last 4, including each of the first 2 in this series. He 10 walks in his last 6, and he's been driving pitch to the dirt, the 2-0. High fastball didn't go, back pick to first, tag. Count to 3-0, Dashbach. Leads the team in overall pitches per appearance, 4.8 pitch per plate appearance. I've got actually an even number to follow. I might bring it up later. Oh, is crushed out to left center field, and this one stops Hayward at the warning, and it is gone. Andrew Dashbach says goodbye. His third home season is a 2-run shot. Bowie right back in it. It's 3-0 in the top of the second inning. RBIs number 6 and 7 this year for Dick. It got out in a hurry, a line drum run. And this is immediately where Brian Brickhouse ran into his trouble with the Sox back on the 10th. Too much early count, and eventually, once the Bay Sox were able to scoop a little bit, they could hit for more power. Eventually scored 4 runs on him in less than 4. Here's Zach Watson, which is a swinging strike, high fastball, hit nothing in 1. Watson, a 190 this season, a 504 PS, no homers, 3 runs driven in. He's got hits to back games. He checks his swing here, but pulled a strike in a lower outside corner anyway, and the count nothing in 2. So the homer for Dashbach broke the lead. He had gone without for 4 consecutive games, as I mentioned, the 0-2. Reaches for it, and Watson just barely over on it. Foul, third base side, K's. But it gets the Bay Sox right in it. That's the important thing. Don't want to get too out of hand, the 0-2. For strike 3, Watson, a high fastball. He's down on 4 pitches. That's the 3rd strikeout for Brian. One gone here in the top of the inning. Bowie played the close game very well. They're 3-1 in games decided by. The only loss was the 10-inning loss on Sunday to Akron that closed the series. First pitch, Roberts lifted high and deep out to right field. Labor running back on it to the wall, off the top of the wall, and gets over. Roberts goes to second and stare. He had a hard round, but he'll give it up at the double. His 3rd of the season, and the Bay Sox have their 2nd extra base of the inning. Game tie run in scoring position, out in the 2nd. That main things is that Bowie has really been putting barrel on ball in this ballpark. It's so unfortunate. This is one of the most notorious pitcher parks in the Eastern League because he could have had probably about 3 or 4 more home runs in this series. Here's Dylan Harris batting in the ninth today. First pitch misses up way. Count begins at 1-0. Harris is back in after yesterday. It's his 7th overall game in Double-A. One curveball called for strike on the left side corner. Count evens. Against the right-handers this season is 7-for-17, 98 OPS with one of his 2 homers. Runner at 2nd, 1-1, 1-1 pitch. Harris checks on it away. He had no issue back in time, and the count goes to 2-1. It made sense to give Harris the day off. He was on such a hot. Once his 5-game hit streak rest for a day, and now he's back. The 2 side skips underneath the glove of Marta Roberts. Wild pitch puts the tying run 90 feet away. And it runs the count to 3-1 and a strike on Harris. Brickhouse actually hasn't had too much trouble with these this season. He's seen that at a decent. But They're only hitting 240-1. Rope to the right side, but picked on the second baseman, Will Wilson. He had to scamper and fall to hold on, but he got it. Excellent play to some scoring. That would have been an RBI base, no matter what, if Wilson didn't pick it. So now two away, and it goes back to the Topskin. I brought it up, Lee, in the last inning. Haskin had his three home run day on Brickhouse's start against Bowie. First pitch, check swing, breaking ball missed away, 1-0 to start. Haskin out to the second baseman, his first time up. He went after a 1-0 there. We'll see if he does it again here. It's at third base, two gone. The pitch, Haskin lays off. It's a curve ball inside, and the count to 2-0. Only one of his three home runs were against Brian Brickhouse. Two were against Blake Vera, who already pitched last night for Richmond. Here's the 2-0. Ball hits the inside edge of the zone, and the count to 1. Haskin combined his short little vacation leadoff spot at the moment, as well as three games off in the Binghamton series, as time is called by Haskin. He hasn't actually had too many opportunities with runners in scoring position, since most of his home runs have been so. All three of those home runs in that singular game were solo. Here's the 2-1. This is away. Three balls and a strike. He has only made 14 total plate appearances with runners in scoring position, but he's 6 for 12 with 2 walks and 8 runs driven in. The 3-1 is in away for ball 4. That's a walk with runners in scoring position this year. End of the game, both in this inning for Brickhouse. So they stand at the corner. That's not the thing for Brickhouse because it does open up the for a force at second base. And a well-struck grounder by Jordan Berg could easily give the middle infield go the short route. Westberg hit it on the ground a little more often. A 1-3 ground out to air out, Gio. First pitch to the right-hander is served out right center field, but right on it, Hyman Whiteman. He shades in the sun and brings it down. So the Bay Sox strand the tying runner at third base, but they get bored. A big two-run home by Andrew Dashbach. And as we got him to the second, it's Richmond Bowie 2. You're listening to Baseball.
Sky Shoot Blaze by ZY Pyrotech. Be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox all season long. We will give you the bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed, and much more. The night sky is limitless, so don't be shy. Give Z a try. Find out more by calling us at 0-328-1361 or visit us online, zpyrotechnics.com.
On the Green Incorporated, your lawn care team providing professional-based lawn care programs for resident commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed for even the toughest lawns. Our Green also offers outdoor pest control. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control ins and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Bay Sox baseball camps are back in 2022, and registration is open now. Sessions this summer led by Orioles homer and former Rookie of the Year, Avery, along with former Bay Sox outfielder Stephen Bumbry. Kids will take part in infield instruction and go head-to-head in camp-wide games at Prince George's. All campers get a free Bay Sox hat to a Bay Sox game of their choice. Space limited, so head to BaySoxShop.com to reserve your spot at a Bay Sox baseball camp today.
Second inning here in Richmond, a 3-2 game, Squirrels lead. That's you as Drew Rom comes out for his second inning arc and fires a first pitch down to Franklin Moore to get things started. Moore, then Shane Matheny, and all the way back to the lineup, and Simon Whiteman do up. Next, right side, count evens at a ball strike. 196 average to Labor, a 636 OPS, pulls a triple, a homer. 7 runs driven in. He's gone for 14 versus Bowie. 1-1 is high. 7-1. I really find it interesting, just watching pitch and interacting with him clubhouse as the 2-1 comes in, lined over, up on it, leaping, and coming up empty. It goes into left base hit as Labor leads off single. Henderson had a good line, good read, but it just a little bit out of his reach. Can't blame him for that one. He gave a good effort. But leadoff base runner on already the sixth day for Richmond, and there's no out here in the bottom of the second. Getting ready to say is that Drew Rom really golf with so much maturity for a guy who's only 23 years old. First pitch home, misses away to three, and the count starts out at 1-0. Emory didn't play the first two games of the season against Bowie. It's been such an interesting roster for Richmond. We're not seeing the full extent of it in this series. Next pitch fouled off right side. Evens at a ball and a strike. We can talk more about Rahm in a little bit. Of course, time to discuss him as he starts. But this Rich essentially has three catchers on the roster thanks to the versatility of Brett Arbach. Next pitch, Emory watches a called strike down, and the count goes to 1-2. But then Arbach is dealing with an unspecified illness. So far, he three games in this series. Who named for the final three? Said runner at first, nobody out. Here's the one to Emory. Curveball misses up and away. Has to spear it out of the air. And the count evens. Emory never expected to be here either when San Francisco Giants signed him. He's a San Francisco native who started his career at Dartmouth but then played at San Francisco, the 2-2. Again, up here, the breaking stuff is not breaking from Drew Rahm right now. The count goes full. So far this season, Rahm is not allowed to count 0-for-8 opposing, but he has walked 4, struck out 6. Payoff pitch is fouled off back to the screen, count holds. Yeah, twice put on the watch list while he was playing with University of San Francisco for the Buster Award. How cool would that be? You're a catcher and you get put on the watch list for the award, probably your childhood hero as a catcher. Pickoff throw first unsuccessful. That's the first of two for Rahm. But you have to remember is that Emory did that in 2019, and we all know who Buster Posey Award in 2019. Another pickoff throw, tag applied, just scampering back safely is Labor. But now he can take a bit of a wider lead. The lefty on the mound, we'll see how it goes, though. Here's the payoff. Labor stays put, and it's high for ball four anyway. So a walk, given a bomb, just the fifth this season for left-hander, first today. And move to first and second now as the top of four Richmond steps in, Simon Whiteman. Whiteman has an interesting batting stance. He doesn't really cut all the way back. He just kind of holds in front of his body. First pitch, take outer half, nothing in one. Pitch it in real time. He does cock it back a little bit as the pitcher, but he's almost holding it in front of his chest. Entirely, but more than any normal batter. Here's the 0-1. Bears pulls back and wailed down and away for ball one. First and second, nobody out. He's second inning. Richmond scored three first on a string of five consecutives. The Bay Sox responded with its home run by Andrew Dashbach in the top of the sit there at 3-2. Here's the next swing and a miss. That was a late Whiteman. And the count moves to ball and two strikes. And I'd have to imagine that stance doesn't help him when it comes to squaring up a fastball like that. That's just an extra millisecond you have to take to cock the bat. I'm not a baseball player, so I couldn't tell you. The 1-2, pokes it foul right side. The count holds. The thing, I can discuss the game. I dissect it as much as I want. But only when discussing opposing, I couldn't say too much about what might work for them and what might not. It's just my interpretation of it from my neutral standpoint. Here's the 1-2 pitch away, ball two. Breaking ball there from Rahm is to 39 pitches. Next one, number 40. So he's on an even slower pace than he was last week when he had four innings of one-run ball to Akron. Here's swinging a bouncing ball over to third. A scoop by Westberg. He runs to third, and that's the only play. It was a very nifty bounce that Westberg had to start on and then pull up to shoulder to make sure it didn't ricochet any off his glove. Moved him into a tailspin for just a quick second. He was able to recover and force out Glenn Labor at third. So that's a five-assisted. And Rust A at first and second. Will Wilson steps in. He hit the string of five consecutive hits in the first single up the middle. They still play a bit heavily to pull. First pitch. Called a strike. Outside edge. Nothing in one. Here's the 0-1. Popped up on the infield, shedding the mask, hurts onto the right side, foul, called by Dashbach, and it's Dashbach. He pulls it in, and there's two, a crucial one there. And now a big chance for Rahm to get out of the frame, straight in scoring position. Here's Shobey. Shobey had that very hit ball last inning. that came within about inches of three different Bay Sox gloves. Lefty on righty. As Rahm looks back second and fires the first pitch. It missed on the way, 1-0. Roby tapped a slow roller to the left sound. Rahm, while descending from his delivery, took a chance at it but came up empty. Jordan Westberg, he was running slow, thought Rahm was going to get it, so he didn't get there. The 1-0 misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Peterson at shortstop, backed them up, thought Westberg was at it, but Westberg did not charge at it, and it snuck by Henderson, too. 2-0 the count on Roby. Chome is away for ball three. Roby this season, he has been with the longer plate appearances for Richmond, but he really sits range. Bowie has been an outlier this year from their offense when it comes to dragging out PAs. Roby only averages about 4 pitches per. Here's the 3-0 away. So a four-pitch walk, second this in, and the bases are loaded. This is the first time has loaded the bases since the ACT game. Second walk given up and sixth season. Here's Frankie Toto, who doubled in a pair of reversed on the first pitch he saw. He's 0-4 loaded this year, and the first pitch is foul third base side. Rahm tested him with the breaking ball down and got the swing that he wanted. Easy foul. Tostado this season, he is always liable to field, an opposite field rate of 46%, one of the highest on the team. Pitch, again with the slide away, and the count evens. That's what's interesting sometimes when you get a guy, a left-hander, who goes at field so often that you would feed into it with sliders away while they're playing him to pull. What's happening here. Next pitch misses him in. Could have gotten a beat on Tostado when the count goes to 2-1. But that is what's happening. And part of it is because the bases are loaded. Feet are going to be near the bat, potentially put on a force. But they are as if Tostado is going to pull. Does not do very often. The 2-1. Going to miss. High fastball, and the count goes even at 2. Before Tostado had his double in the first inning, Rahm had held left-hand a 1-for-19 mark this season. That was only the second hit given. The 2-2 pitch. Swinging a little nubber out to a shallow left feet. Back on it, Henderson. In on it, Harris. It's in to make the grab over the shoulder. Shortstop ran out a long way to pull it, but it ends the inning. Edgman from scoring. Strand the bases loaded on one hit. No error. Again, three left on. We go to the third here at the Diamond. Bay Sox trip 3-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DC Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured group of office technology professionals ready to trusted advisors. From document creation devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. DCA Imaging, a call, 301-577-102. Find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Get your gear and gear from your favorite Bay Sox players, your stars, the Baltimore Orioles, the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located main gate at Prince George's Stadium, online at BaySoxShop.com, Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your fam. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
It takes time, rich, flavorful coffee beans, lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. Less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and fresh coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes just and best coffee in the world. Real fast, Royal Farms.
Richmond Sox trail 3-2. Gustin ran a long way to pull an eye in shallow left field to end last half inning, and he steps into the bats to open up this half inning. Brian Brick back to work. He fires the first in, and the count starts out. That's a tongue twist. Brian Brickhouse work. Henderson struck out swinging best inning. Next pitch. And bounces in. Ricochet, Shamar, Toronto, and rolls over toward the Richmond out count 2-0. Next in, it's Adam Hall, then Joey Ortiz duo, if any of them reach Andrew Dashbach, who had a run for Bowie in the second. They play Henderson a bit to pull as Hitch misses down, and the count. Now, the pull game on the right call, at least that's the way so far this season. 45% of the time, the three is down for ball four, a four-pitch walk. Third, given up by Brickhouse, he only 5 over his previous 13 innings to start the season. And the Bay Sox have the leadoff runner, a tying runner. Adam Hall steps in. Only walked one Bay Sox batter on that first Sunday of the season, tossed in a third innings. It was base hits that really hurt him. Again, he gave up three hits before even recording an out. First to Hall, called a strike inside corner. Count opens at nothing and one. Hall struck out swinging on two pitch in the first inning. Last half inning, Brickhouse's pitch count jumped good tad. They were back-to-back full count. Here's a toss back to first. Nothing going. Henderson safely, and there's no tag. But Brickhouse is up to 42 pitches right now. He delivers the next. It back in. Count evens at one on Adam Hall. I will be interested to see at what point would Richmond get an arm up and moving. They did make changes on their rotation. So there could be some options up in the air on their bullpen, too. Their arms might space out pitch. Hall watches just for ball two. Because originally, Tristan Beck was to start tomorrow's game for Richmond. He'd face Antonio Velez. But Beck has been promoted to AAA Sacramento. Next pitch to Hall, misses up and in. That one's armpit. Count to 3. And because Beck has been to AAA Sacramento, they had to go into the bullpen to find someone with start experience. As the 3-1 is bounced up the line but foul. The count 50 on Hall. This season he's batting 2-for-6 with an RBI, 4 strikeouts, 3 walks. Bowie will face off against an old tomorrow, stepping in starting role. Tell you who in a second. Runner goes, the 3-2 is down for both. Back-to-back walks to open the inning for Brian Brickhouse. Already 4. And I mentioned it, Bowie drew 4 walks in yesterday's game than any game except for the 20-6 win against Akron. The win was obviously inflated by the position players that came on the 8th inning. So if they drew all those walks against strictures, Bowie in total drew 7 walks yesterday. That tells their patience at the plate is back. They were obviously a little antsy in game on Tuesday, and now they're back to work. But tomorrow, I was teasing it a little bit, it will be Fenter, former Bay Sox pitcher for the season. Giants named him as a minor league free agent in 2021. And the Arkansas native will be against his former mates tomorrow's 6:35 game. Now, Fenter did come in out of the bullpen in that opening weekend series. He pitched in the second game, gave up a run in inning. He tried to go for a second at the run. He gave up a leadoff double and then a sacrifice fly later on allowed the runner to score. But Bowie still lost that game. It was the 9-2 loss. Fenter, though, will start tomorrow. We'll see how he might go. Ortiz, first and second out in the top of the third. First pitch, he squares it up the third base line, but foul. And the count opens at nothing and one. Trail 3-2 here at the Diamond. Richmond scored the first of the game in the bottom of the first. They had a string of 5 consecutive base hits, 2-3 straight doubles. In all honesty, that only equates to 3 runs, then a mild success. And then Bowie got a 2-run home run in the second Dashbach. Now they're trying to tie it, maybe do a little more. The 0-1 up and in on Ortiz. That one brushed a little bit. Count evens at a ball and a strike. We have seen some erratics in this series. Tempers haven't gotten hot, but the fact of the matter is that the Eastern League, a couple of games with Richmond, have seen some games. Next pitch misses down and away, and the count 3-1 on Ortiz. Check that too, and I got ahead of myself. So the count goes to 2-1. As the Sun moved past the entire playing surface, all in the shape now, the 2-1 pitch. Called a strike upper outside corner, the count evens here. He's only batting 200 this season with runners in scoring position. Of his 9 runs driven in, still hunting first home run. And he's definitely a bit anxious at the plate when he comes up in these opportunities. Strikeout percentage as the 2-2 comes low, a bounce. as three consecutive three-ball from Brian Brickhouse back to full counts. This has not collected a base hit on a full count. Has drawn two walks against just one strike. Brickhouse looks back, runner at second briefly. That's Henderson. As at first base, they both walked. And Brickhouse turns back to second. So that's a step off. And wait on the payoff offering to Orts. Let's see if the runners go. They stay put. The 3-2 is swung on and missed for strike. Ortiz chase fastball, and he's down on strikes for the today. Fourth overall for Brian Brickhouse. Only one away here in the third inning, but now play could be trouble. Ashbach, he's not usually one to do it. Hasn't done it yet this year. He has a steady mix of ground balls and flies. Dead even at 1-1. First pitch to him. Henderson off and the ball skips past into where the backstop. He took a hard round of third. Toronto sprinted to get the ball at the runners where they were. So Hendrick up the stolen base. Hall will advance second base on the wild pitch because he was not going to take less. Henderson drawn a throw, I imagine. It's a stolen base for Henderson. He's a perfect 4-for-4. And now Bowie is starting to realize they can really start to run on Brandon Martin. They've got two swipes in today's game. Toronto has not thrown out any of the 12 deals. Infield plays in. One a buck. Misses down. It's a 2-0. Brian Brickhouse has not been ahead in any of the plate appearances in this half inning. Working from behind. Here's the 2-0. Curveball. Misses inside. And the count 3-0. I amend that. Joey Ortiz did fall behind 0-1 to start. But immediately went 1-1, and Ortiz was either tied or ahead for the end of the at-bat. Here we go. Dashbach, wide ball, call it for strike one. And I was bringing it up just as he was hitting his two-run run in the second inning. He can really just extend the appearances. Always gets to a 3-0. Here's the 3-1. Check swing, and it's to the backstop again. Henderson's dirty, doesn't draw a throw, and tied. Another wild pitch by Brian Brickhouse. And 3-3 game as Henderson doesn't even need a base hit. Just a stolen base and a wild pitch. He has tied it up. Adam Hall advanced third on the wild pitch as well. The go-ahead run is now 90 feet away. And again, it was a 3-1 pitch dash box, so that's ball four. Five walks given up by Brickhouse in this game. Already well passes his CA and is one shy of tying his career high. Here's Zach Watson. First pitch home. He squares to bunt in the air, but foul behind the screen. Count opens at nothing and one. Watson struck out swinging back in the inning. But he has runners at third here. With only in Richmond, I said it, now that they lost Tristan Beck and will have to enter out of their bullpen, it's a little stretch thin. They don't have anyone warming. 0-1. Called a strike on the outer. It's nothing and two. The best outcome right now for Rich double play, and the middle infielders are looking for it, but Zach Watson is a very heavy batter. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. High street there, and Watson is down. Five strikeouts for Brickhouse. So now here's Cody Roberts. Trying to get done for Bowie to take the lead that they quickly trailed 3-0. Dashbach at first, hard the first pitch is a curveball, called one on the bottom half. It's none. Roberts has really been the stroke in this series. Well, he did go over from game one. He went 2-for-4 yesterday with a bases loaded 3 RBI 0-1. Misses just away. Martirano tried and the count evens. He also drew a walk yesterday and singled in the ninth inning. And then today, had a big second. Unfortunately, it didn't do anything as he was left at third. This one bounced up. Good pick by the shortstop. He signed the short way to first. And there, Tyler Fitzgerald with a big league style play. Scoop and the shovel. The inning is over, but the Bay Sox tied out the use of a hit. Three walks, stolen base, and two wild pitches. One run on no hits. Errors, two left on base. We go to the bottom of the third here, Richmond. It's a new ball game. Bay Sox 3, Richmond 3. Into Bay Sox baseball.
Most people are Steve Fitters. More importantly, what you do and how much it impacts you. A moment to think about what your world would like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heat or air conditioning, microchip printing, internet service, web-based cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Imagine? And these are just some of the things we impact. Please visit steve602.org and learn about how we can bring value to you.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new coming to Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Fueled by new athletes, new craziest contraptions, the Good Bad Rad Tour presented by A-Shock, Mary's G, Scary, and Cringeworthy. Dangers of big air action sports to the highest comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevil who risked their lives to send it. It's going down at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Tickets as low as $30 are on sale now at Base.com.
Be sure to get to the ballpark on Friday 17th for a jam-packed notions and fun at Prince George's Stadium. Starts with fireworks presented by DCA Systems. It's our mother and son night with special ticket packages available at baseop.com. And most importantly, it's BSA Campout. When you purchase a special ticket, you and your scout can count in the outfield at Prince George's Stadium after the game. It all happens on Friday 17th, so find out more and get your tickets at baseox.com.
The Orioles always on MILB TV. Human away games stream live this season. Use promo code BASOX, all caps, and save $10 on a yearly subscription. MILB TV. Here's Brandon Martirano. First pitch, hitting catcher is crushed up the third base, but foul. Would have been a home run. He was just a millisecond late on it, but the count starts out at nothing and one. We're on to the bottom of the third at the Diamond, a 3-3 game. Richmond played it all three runs in the bottom of the first. Bowie used a two-run home run in the three walks in the third. Rom, the 0-1, fouled off, a tick back to the screen, and it's nothing in two. Martirano doubled and scored first inning, part of that string of five. His third double, but he's still only batted about 200 on the season. 0-2. This one flown foul, died. Ranging on it a bit is Andrew Depp, but he knows there's no play. He only goes about steps. Count steps. Again, a night that gets a little earlier as the day progresses. The sun starts to set, and the light's just not on yet, but they will be in probably in a couple of minutes. 0-2, swing and a miss. Three. Pitch in the dirt. Pitch Roberts, tag applied, and there's one. Second strikeout for Drew Rom, and that was the appearance that we need to see from Rom more often today. Not fire a single pitch out of the zone. Well, I should say he didn't a single ball on the eastward. There were a couple of foul balls in there, put down the way he wanted it. Here's Gerald. First pitch misses down and in. Count begins at 1-0. Gerald doubled in the first inning. He was left in base. Next pitch. Fastball. Call it for strike one in the top half of the zone. Fitzgerald, a standout in the state of Illinois. Gatorade of the year there when he was back in high school. Next pitch away. And the count goes to 2-1. Ended up going to the University of Louisville with another Giants minor league, Logan Wyatt, and then stayed with him in the 2012 season. Put a little college ball down there. The 2-1 misses away. Count goes to 3-1. And he's been making waves in the Giants organizational all-star last season, MILB.com. Waits for the 3-1, and it's away for ball four. Very uncharacteristic day for Drew Rom. After four walks in his previous 12 innings, he's walked his third batter today. And our runner stands at first one away. Jacob Hayward digs in. Rom off the rubber for a quick to clear his cleats of some dirt. Runner at first, one away. Tyler Fitzgerald has attempted one steal this year. He was successful. First pitch to Hayward is swung on, fouled. Just a little piece and the screen, nothing in one. He does have bodies in the bullpen. Stay warm. Could be someone getting red Drew Rom in the future as he is at two pitches. But very much like to see him get out of this inning. Here's the 0-1. Misses high. Count one. I see no issue why he wouldn't be able to inning. But matter is there. Folks up and moving. It's a move today for Bowie that hacked them. At least for the next so. Here's the one. In there for a called strike. Ball lower inside corner. The count to 1-2. Brandon Young, following such a fantastic year for the Bay Sox. He'd gone 1-0 with a team-leading 2.03 ERA in three starts. Placed on the injured list. Here's the 1-2 pitch. In there, smothered by Robertson's. You kind of knew there might have been some sort of change along those lines. Young's turn in the rotation was skipped ahead of this series.
brought out Ryan Watson, and he shined yet. 2-2. Swing and a piece. Hayward holds on as it off of home plate and rolls to the right side. Keeping this plate appearance going, this next offering will be number 6. I feel like we're due to see Birch or Easton Lucas at some point. Another 2-2. Slow roller over to a short. Could be 2. Pick sent on an E to Joey Ortiz. It's the dash block at first, and they got him. 6-4-3 double. And the inning is over. Robs the minimum, and we go to the fourth. Bowie and Richmond, 3. You're listening to Base Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game, bowling at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birth parties and even fundraising opportunities for a team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of on suites, seats, and decks on the ballpark. Your group can eat and have an unforgettable time. Find out and schedule your group outing by calling 364-4880 or going to baysox.com.
On the Green Incorporated Lawn Care Team, providing professional or based lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Services custom tailored with guaranteed rate for even the toughest lawns. On Green also offers outdoor pest and services. Mosquitoes, ants, tick, and more. Safely and effectively control. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with Incorporated. Go to thegreeninc.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, the teams stand out from the rest. Special also helps set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team and orthopedic surgeons, nurse caseman, a physical therapist, and more. All to get you back to work. Contain costs, keep premiums down. That's teamwork. And more, connect with your agent or visit employers at CEIWs.com.
This six-game series continues tomorrow, 6:35. If we can win today, they'll try to make it 3-0 when that time comes, and it'll be an old Gray Fenter taking the mound for Squirrels. We're on to the fourth diamond, and Dylan Harris is the first due up. First pitch to him is called a strike. Upper outside corner, nothing in one. Matt Sabatis with you on a very chilly and so far less than it was this afternoon, Thursday in Richmond. Next pitch to Harris called a strike on the outside edge again, nothing in two. Harris lined out to the second base, a soft liner back in the second inning, waits on the next pitch, and it comes inside. Gets past Martiron, count to a ball and two strikes. Boy, no. He's just not as used to catch day bases because, again, they've got Brett Arbuckle, who's normally set to settle behind the dish for a game or two each. But he, Martirano, has just not had range. Next pitch, line to left center field and falling in for a base hit. Cut off by Hayward. On to first and stopping there is Harris. Wiggle. He's got hits in 6 of his sims now as a double-A farm. Leadboard for Bowie for the third inning. Each of the last two. First one by base hit, though. Joey Ortiz walked to start the second. He scored on the two-run homer and walked in the third. He went to second of the walk, stole third, and then scored on a wild. Here's Hudson Haskin. First pitch clips him. Up and start, and the count begins at 1-0. Haskin has been hit by a handful here. 3 already this season. It's the first time I'm noticing this. 20 last year. My goodness, man. He plays the zone tight. Pickoff throw back to first. No tag. No offering to Haskin. Runner goes 1-0, down low for a called throw to second, is not in time. A little bit too far ahead of it. Fitzgerald tried to apply the hand, but the throw was slow for Martin. The Bay Sox have their third stolen base of the game. Yeah, Bowie is not going to shy at this point. Brandon Toronto has now come up empty on 18 stolen base attempts this year. You find the vulnerable exploited. Here's the 1-1, swinging a pitch, and the count goes to 1-2. Haskin time up. That put runners at first and third at the moment, but he was left stranded there. Here's the 1-2. Check swing, pitch high. Probably don't need to appeal that one. They don't. Count goes even at on Haskin. But again, he's 6-for-12 this season with runners in scoring. Now with 3 walks drawn. Bowie has already tied their season high mark for stolen base in a game. The 2-2 curveball bounced up third baseline and picked in fair territory by Sean Roby. Runner can't advance. Roby sends it to first for the out. 5 is Frankie Tostado picks it out of the dirt receiving end, and there's one gone. Here's Jordan Westberg. Had a home run yesterday for his team leading. Reached on an error in the first. Flew out to center his left. First pitch. He bounces it over to short. Harris avoids the ball as it's picked by Fitzgerald. Touches and sent to first in time. Two away on consecutive roundouts. Run back to third base. Now Fitzgerald made a similar look. No, that was Will Wilson today. I was thinking of a tough play that Will Wilson made in shallow left with that double clutch. Just something different when you get used to watching these Bucks infielders. Everything else just looks so subpar. First pitch to Gustin. Rolls just between the legs of Arturano, but it barely gets out of the batting circle. Runner stays put. Count begins at 1-0. Here's the 1-0 to Henderson. Misses a 2 balls and no strikes. Now there is a body up and winding in the bullpen for Richmond, literally just winding his throwing arm. It's a right-hander. That much I can tell you. A 2-0 pitch to Henderson. Big swinging strike on a high fastball. And a count to 2-1. Henderson's tying run in the third inning, I mentioned it. Reached on a walk, then to second on a one. Stole third and scored on a wild buoy. Did not have a hit in the inning. Here's the 2-1. Swinging a pop. Shallow left field. This should end the inning as Fitzgerald ranges balls for it. Makes it. Heels on the grass and his toes on the... So Bowie gets a leadoff single, puts the runner into scoring position with the stolen base, but they cannot bring him home. We go to the bottom of the fourth here at the Diamond. It's Bowie and Richmond. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imitons, we provide a tenured team of office professionals ready to be your trustees. From document creation, output, devices, scanning, and workflow, to document secure storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-571-0021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Sox fans, if you've got a teacher or educator in your life that's meant a lot to you, or even yourself, then you don't want to miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation Week, day June 28th to Friday, July 1st. Teachers and educators who show a school at the Bay Sox ticket office will get 2 tickets to a game of their choice between those days, all sponsored by Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. Again, Appreciation Week at Prince George's Stadium, Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fire following Bay Sox games all season. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include shows, true pyro musical, choreographed plays, and much more. Sky is truly limitless, so shy. Give ZY a try. Find out by calling us at 570-381-361 or visit us online at zypyrotechnics.com.
We're on to the home half of the fourth inning. Richmond, a tie game, 3-3. Bowie and Richmond. Trying to see who's going to take a 2-game lead in this series. The Bay Sox send a new pitcher onto the mound on his 3 innings of Drew Rahm. Rahm ran into a launch count thanks to 5 consecutive base hits in the first and a season of 3 walks. His overall final line as he takes decision, 3 hits, 3 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs all earned. He struck out 2 and walked 3. Did not give up any homers. It makes way for Cameron Bishop, left-hander out of the pen to follow the lefty. He faces right-hander Franklin Labor. The first pitch is fouled off back to the screen. Nothing in one. Labor singled second inning. He was the last base hit for Richmond. He opened up that single and was forced out third midway through the inning. Lefty Bishop winds and deals the next. The 0-1 misses high and the count evens. After Labor, Shane Matheny to follow, then back to the top lineup with Simon Whiteman. Up a 6'4", 215-pound left-hander, went to UC Irvine, picked up in the 26th round of the 27th draft. Fires the next pitch home, misses down, and the count goes 2-1. Bishop, in for his fourth appearance this season, comes off of his best outing of the year during the Akron series. Here's the 2-1. Swinging a liner to left field, on a line to Dylan Harris. He doesn't even move. One away as Labor is retired. Shane Matheny. Bishop came out of the bullpen 6 days ago in relief of Brandon Young, who only tossed four innings and gave up one run. It was a solo home. And Bishop retired the first batters he faced, tossing three total scoreless. Here's Emery, first pitch, swinging a breaking ball high. Count opens at nothing and one. Next offering. And the count evens. Emery walked his first time up. That was second inning. Next pitch misses away again. Bases then one away, the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Here's the next pitch. On and miss for strike three. Got him with the changeup up and Bishop logs his first out. Third of the day for Erie. Bowie pitching. And quickly two gone here to start at the bottom of the fourth. Here's Simon pitch. Curveball hits the lower inside corner of the zone. Count opens up at nothing and one. Next bounced over to short. Taken on a high hop. It's the infield grasp by Gunnar Henderson. Rips it to first base, and it's in time. 6-3 put out ends the frame. An efficient one from Cameron Bishop. We go to the fifth. Bay Sox and Richmond. Top three. You're listening to Bay Sox.
Hey, coffee lovers. Find the world's freshest cup of coffee right here at Royal Farm. Because with our new brewing system, in less than a minute to go from select the kind of coffee you want to the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farm. So try one. It'll be love and dip because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, fast, Royal Farms.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe builder, or HVAC service tech, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitter-602.org. That's steamfitters602.org, and look about what we can do to help you.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free, ages 3 through 12. Futures clubbers get access to special members, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. ParentsBaySox.com to sign up your kids. Don't miss out on all promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and the Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at Sox.com.
Here in Richmond, a tie game. Bay Sox 3, Rich 3. Adam Hall will lead it off in this half inning. First day that he's opening up the frame at the plate. He's played most of his games in the leadoff slot. This is the second time that he's not leading off this. On righty as Brian Brickhouse continues. He fires the first pitch down and away while it's 1-0. Brickhouse hit a snag in that third inning, walking through. He's already at a season's high 5, shy of tying a career high. Here's the 1-0. Swinging a miss. Hall chases on a fastball down and away. Count evens. Again, it's going to be a slow return for Hall, I'd have to imagine, after he missed a handful of days. He's rejoined. Instead of leading off, he's cleaning up. But he's been a very good leadoff batter for Bowie this year. Misses away. And the count to 2-1. Opens an inning. Hall is batting 44. And until he had gone on the bench for a couple games. Don't want to say the injured list because he didn't get the IL. He was just out for a few days. Before he was out for a few days, he did have the hits to open an inning out of anyone in the league. The 2-1 misses high. No, call it for strike two. Just the top half of the zone and the count evens. Struck out swinging in the first. Walked the third. He takes the next pitch on strike. Down and away for strike eight. Six strikeouts for Brickhouse. That's a season's high for him. And he faces off with Joey Ortiz now. Again, Richmond had a right-hander brewing in the inning after a leadoff single by Dennis, and they have a righty up and tossed now.
as Ortiz digs in. First pitch, called a strike, lower outside corner one. Ortiz, his last time up, walked and scored. First run in the second inning. Andrew Dashbach hit a two-run home run. Pitch, check swing, pitch away. The first strike anyway. Ortiz almost fucked on that one just in disbelief, but he knows he doesn't have too much time to get back in, so he resets. The 0-2 pitch, that one bounces in. A ball and two strikes now on Ortiz. This is an interesting bit, Rickhouse, that he's gone this long into the outing. He's up to 80. But again, it's a Richmond bullpen, a Richmond half as a whole that is down starter. The 1-2 pitch, swinging a liner left side, off the stop Fitzgerald in the left. Ortiz rounds first and stops. They call it a base hit, well off the bat, and just high enough that Fitzgerald would have had to put an ordinary effort to make the play. So you have to call it a base hit there. That's one of the fun things about being an official. You get to make the choice about what's considered an ordinary effort and what's considered extraordinary. I'd never be a good four. Here's Andrew, first pitch. Misses high. Starts out at 1-0. So Bay Sox have the go-ahead base. They've done three consecutive innings now. Here's the 1-0. Ball. Called a strike. Inside edge. In the count 2-1. Rickhouse takes his time, fires the 1-1. It's called a strike on the lower outside corner. And the count goes to 1 and first. One away here in the top of the fifth. Sox and Richmond tied at 3. Dashbach, his last multi-home run game just of last season when he was with Bowie. Pitch. Bounced off home plate, but it just rolls foul across the third base line. His Dashbach had already sprinted about halfway just to head back and retrieve and get back into the box for another 1-2 offering. And this is a rarity. Dashbach worked ball counts early on in each of his two plate appearances. This is actually his first two count. The 1-2. Away, ball 2. This is already, in terms of thrown, the longest of the season for Brian Brickhouse. That was number 2. Previous high was 78. The 2 Dashbach, curveball, bounced foul, Dashbach. Count stays. Rickhouse, at this point in 2020, was working as a reliever in 2019, pitching in the Royals, or the team that initially drafted him. Ortiz dances first. The 2-2 pitch is dead away. A close take, run the count full. Andrew Dashbach for you. He's back in it. So if I'm following the numbers correctly, that is one of the longest outings of Brickhouse's career. The next pitch is swung on and 3. Dashbach chasing on a hanging curve, and that's a strikeout, 10th of the day for a career season's high. But the hook, as he is at 94 pitches. Dennis Pelfrey out of the out to make the switch. We'll tell you about the new round in just a second. Bay Sox have the go-ahead run at first base. Two gone here in the top of the fifth. You're to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox, the best time at the ballpark. Brings and family out to celebrate and be the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie. Games in the stadium. Introduce a in the game, and you'll even get to have this sing for you. Bay Sox birthday party is an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 304-6440 or at Bay Sox.
Brains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulls to poison ivy. Care is around the corner at Patient First. Begin to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Ex-lab tests and prescription drugs are sight, and most major insurance plans accepted. For routine illnesses, injuries, Patient First is here. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Change for Richmond here in the top of the inning as Bowie has a first base with 2 outs. 3-3 ball game after Brian Brickhouse gave up 3 runs, all earned on 4 and 2/3 innings.
struck out 7 batters season's high, walked 5 a season's high, and gave a run. Makes way in Walker. Walker will face off Zach Watson. A little bit about the new right-hander taking over. 6'2", 200 pounds, 6 years of age, from Arlington, drafted in the 31st round of the 2008 draft. Went to Washington City, where he was a roommate with infielder Shane Matheny. Girls. Matheny not in the lineup today. Friday, as Walker closed in stance. First pitch is a called strike. Side edge, it's nothing in one. Walker has a very angled delivery that he is front-facing toward almost left field, and the ball from his hand as much until it's finally time to release. Next pitch to Watson is called a strike, and it's nothing in two. Walker, 4 appearances, a record, though, with a 9 ERA inning, so inflated numbers there. 6 strikeouts to 1 walk. The 0-2, Ortiz takes off, but it's on and missed. High fastball, and Watson is down on strikes for the third time today. Walker comes in and strikes out the only hitter he needs to face. Bowie strands the go-ahead run on base for the third consecutive inning. We're halfway home here in Richmond. A tie game. Sox 3, Squirrels 3, your Sox baseball.
Very special day at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday 18th that you don't want to miss. Will Clemente and Ladin Baseball celebrate, sponsored by Chesapeake Employers Insurance. Fans that get to the game will have a chance to bid game-worn Bay Sox jerseys, with all seeds going to benefit the Clemente Foundation. Again, don't miss out on your chance to own Bay Sox history on Saturday, June 18th with the Roberto Clemente and Ladin Baseball. And you can get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces, Invisalign aligners, anyone can get this always wanted with our flexible payment options. With 2 of the country's leading dentists right here in the D.C. area, to see Bay Sox fans smile with that amazing smile you deserve, visit radsmile.com today and book your full. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Baseball is a game of specialists, stealers, closers, cleanups. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also at Chesapeake Employers Insurance, apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physicist, and more. All to get your employee to work, contain costs, and keep prices down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit employers at CEIWC.com.
Second full leaf retired the side quickly on 11 pitches in the fourth. Pitch misses away on the outside. Will Wilson, 1-0 to start. It's Wilson, then Sean Frankie Tostado, 2-4 do up. Misses again outside. Wilson singled and scored. Again, it was a 5-hit stretch for the Squirrels. All three of their runs in the first. 2-0, swinging him. Chases on a curve. Count to 2-1. Bishop works quickly, fires the next. Misses outside, and the count goes to 3 to strike. I mentioned this a little bit last story that had just come out in UA, the 3-1. Down in 4. Runner allowed by Bishop, his first walk today. Fourth overall for Bayside. Already seen a lot of those. That's 9 total walks from each side. We are still over the fifth inning. Here's Sean Roby. Runner at first, nobody out. First pitch to the right-hander. Slowly over to second. It could be a tough one. He has to go only to first. Moving over to his left side. Obviously, no play to second base, so Wilson's in there safely. But the 4-3 part retires Roby. One gone. I was at a story in USA Today, I think out this afternoon, Chris Boombacher, talking with Ox players about the pitch clock and what it's been like. Cameron Bishop had a very well-informed answer. I really liked listening to him bring it. Here's the pitch to Frankie Tostado, called a strike. Nothing to open. Tostado doubled in a pair of first inning. He was caught stealing the same frame. He popped out to short his last. Runner at second, one away. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Slider down and away. Tostado comes up empty. Nothing in two. Bishop said that while he have philosophical differences, maybe not philosophical differences, but just
potential issues with his own conditioning and having to get set for it, it also sets up the same issue for batters, not opposed to the idea. Next pitch misses down and away, and goes to 1-2. He said, it's an even playing field. Said pitchers have to be moving at just as quick of a pace as the batters. They're on as much of a timer. So while he may have his issue, it's all right in his book. The one misses down and away, and 2 on Tostado. Again, 3-3 game here in the fifth inning now. Got tied at the top of the third, and we've been set. Meanwhile, though, the base is putting runners on base and in this position, but they've just been coming up empty. Bishop looks back, runner at second. Yet again fires the 2-2. Check swing, high fast. They appeal. He didn't go. And that seems to be the right call. And the count fills here against Bishop. Stotta only 1-for-4 this season on a count. First full count reached today. First full count that has allowed in this game. 3-2. Fouled off left side. We'll do it again. They play Ely to pull, and I said that earlier. Tostado is not the prime candidate to pull. He's a lefty. The 3-2 is pulled. Right base hit. Oh, goodness. Rounding third and coming home to score is Wilson. Just slowly trickles into right center. RBI single for Tostado. See, that's why I can look at the stats and I can read them and try to present them in a manageable way, but it doesn't matter. Because sometimes just shy, you might be wrong, even if the number your theory. That's the difference with sports and science. You can make sports science, but you can't make a science out of the human element. It just provides so many different factors. We haven't reset the count on the scoreboard yet. Now they do. Here's Brayano. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Count opens up at nothing and one. It's a 4-3 Richmond lead now in the fifth inning. Here's the 0-1. Popped up foul, right side, and the count hold. That's one of the things that I like about baseball and getting to work a game like this is that I could describe it in the way that while they do have analytics and just about every minor league team field coordinator that breaks down the spin, the velocity, and the overall peak of each pitch as the 0-2 is swung off strike 3. Dirt Martirano thought he could take off to first, but there's a runner there. You can't do that. And that is the second strikeout for Cameron Bishop today here in the fifth. Every team's analytical departments, and especially at the major league side, full-on staffs that probably larger than many full minor organizations. But again, every minor has at least one employee doing this work. Pitch to Tyler Fitzgerald is called a strike one. The fact is that the human element makes it impossible to fully predict. The old way that phrase was brought across as the open and miss for strike two. The saying, and I think this one's probably a little bit better, is that you're always going to see something ballpark. Always. Runner at first, two away. Richmond already plating a run in this frame. They were 3 in the bottom of the fifth. 0-2 pitch to Farrell is bounced over to third. Backing up is Westberg. He thought about going to second. Instead, charges and fires to first. Still gets it there. 5-3 frame, but Richmond takes the lead. Off walk by Will Wilson. He advanced ground out and scores on a single. Run on one hit, no errors. We go to the sixth inning here in Bay Sox Trail, 4-3. Listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up this with top-of-the-line fireworks shows, Bay Sox games all season long. View the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more at us at 570-328-1361 or ZYPyrotechnics.com.
It's not baseball without fireworks, and you can all count on the biggest and best at George's Stadium. There's no better cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. Bay Sox have got you covered this season. 16 different shows to choose, so get your tickets now at baysox.com. There's plenty to catch in the month of May. Fireworks every home Saturday. Hope to see you there.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and Premier Pest Control Services for all your residential and commercial pest control needs. Now, for general pest control, control, mosquito control, and all of pest control services, call Pest. You can reach us at 301
1-800-331-8300 or online at www.now.com.
Bay Sox get back home game homestand starting Tuesday, May. Harrisburg Senators come to town. First teams meet this season, that Southtown rivalry between affiliates of the Orioles and the Nationals. That's Tuesday, May 3rd. The sixth here in Richmond. First pitch to Cody Hertz is a swing and a foul. Back to the swing and one to start. Bay Sox 4-3 after Richmond broke 3-3 tie in the bottom half of the leadoff walk by Will Wilson. A ground out, then a single to score him. It's Kurtz, Dylan Harris, and Hudson Haskin do half inning. Ryan Walker back for his first full inning of relief. A one check swing misses down and away. Goes even at a ball and a strike. Walker came in with her at first and two outs in the fifth. Struck out the only batter he needed to face, Peck Watson, on three pitches. Here's the 1-1. Strike upper outside corner. And I just remembered at the last second that it's probably about time to shift on the streaming networks and see how the NFL draft is going over Vegas. Looks like the Jaguars have submitted their all pick. Here's the 1-2. Away, and the count evens at Roberts. 1-for-2 day for him, a double to right field. He got to face on a wild pitch. That all happened in the set. He was left stranded. Bay Sox only have a phase game. Richmond with 7. Here's the 2-2. Swinging a peak too far ahead of that changeup. Barely got it on the edge of his bat. Count holds. I saw an article today just how change it's been for the NFL in relationship with the city of Las Vegas to now hold there. Here's the 2-2. Misses a full count on Cody Russ. This season with full counts, 4 strikeouts, 3 walks. They play him straight in the infield, a little bit the other way on the out, 4 or less straight. Payoff pitch. Curveball. Up and in 4. Martirano was expecting bring up. He was just about to throw it around the horn. But he holds on and sends it back to the mound. Off walk for Bowie. Third time in the last 4 innings. Leadoff base runner aboard. First walk, Walker. Get it. 6th overall. When you're stuck in a booth by yourself for plus hours a night for 6 straight days, make yourself laugh sometimes. Here's Dylan Harris. Pitch misses down. Counts to 1-0. Harris singled to left field to open up 4th inning. He was the last lead on the board for Bowie. He stole 2nd base, but couldn't get anything else. Here's the 1-0. Called a strike, outside edge, 1-1. We'll see if Cody Roberts tries for a stolen base. Bay Sox are a perfect 3-for-3 on swipes, but Roberts might not get the chance now as Harris is an automatic strike, did not get into the box fast. Trayvon Walker is the first overall selection by the Jacksonville Jaguars in defensive Georgia edge rusher. Here's the 1-2. Misses down and in. And the count, Evelyn Harris. And a go national champion with the Georgia Bulldogs to the first overall draft selection. That's a journey. 2 in town, Robert stays put. The pitch home is back the middle. A tough play for the 2nd base. Tries to apply the tag at first. He got him and throws to first for the out. Roberts says he avoided it. Kyle Moore is coming out to have a conversation. It's umpire Jude Corey that made the call, but Roberts is not staying to argue. He's headed back to the dugout. Moore just asking for the clarification. So the double play goes 4 unassisted, 3, and Harris grounds into his 2nd killing this season. Second time in 3 innings, Sox have gotten the leadoff runner up, been able to bring him home. Here's Hudson Haskin, first pitch. He squares, pulls back, it's in the dirt. Haskin 0-for-2 day. He's riding a 3-game hit streak right now, needs something new. Walked in the 2nd inning, grounded out twice. Here's the 1-0. Inside, brushed him off. Chad, maybe that's why Haskin is prone to the hit by pitch as the count goes to 2. He, when I say brushed him off, I 6 inches at the most. He doesn't move his feet. He doesn't get out of the way of it. He just lets it happen. Here's the 2-0. Slider just misses inside, and the count goes to 3-0. Next pick in the draft. Going to not the Jaguars. They have the first pick, if I read. Going to the Lions. So a big cat. It's still the same. Going to Detroit. There you go. Here's the 3-0. Called a strike, upper outside corner, 3-1. We'll see who goes all after that. It's supposed to be the Jets, the Giants, and the Giants again. 3-1 to Haskin. Called a strike, upper outside corner, Bills. Haskin 1-for-5 this season on a full count, but he's 6 walks and only struck out 4 times. Bases empty, 2 away, 4-3 trails here in the top of the 6. Payoff is bounce foul, third base side. No wind here on a chilly night in Richmond. Haven't seen too many clouds since the first day that Bowie got down. They got them cleanly, and then it started a little bit later in the evening. It was a game that Tuesday. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Skin couldn't make any contact with a fastball in, and he's down strikes. The Bay Sox get a leadoff, but only send the minimum to the plate inning. We go to the bottom of the 6th in Richmond. Bay Sox trail 4-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash at Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to trade and be the star of the show. Dance a dugout with Louie, play games in the introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing Bay Sox birthday parties, an unbeatable, one-of-a-kind experience at Georgia's Stadium. Book yours by 301-464-4880 or at Sox.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful cottons from the lush mountain regions of and Brazil to Royal Farms. Less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest, freshest coffee in the world. Because Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machine grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms make freshest and best coffee in the world. Fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe HVAC service industry? Interested in a career path that will set you up without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things in the D.C. area, the Steam Fitters Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Richmond, we go to the bottom. As Bowie still trails, throws 4-3. Savadas with you. Cameron Bishop will head out for his third full leaf. He faces right-hander Jacob Hayward to start. The first pitch, he clipped him. Kicked his legs for him, down and in, and the count opens up at 1. Hayward 0-for-2 on the day. He hit into a double play in the third. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Those were against Drew Rahm. Here's the pitch. Misses up and away. Oh, Hayward the only batter that Bishop has not seen yet today. After Hayward, it's Franklin and then Rob Emery. Here's the 2-0. This is outside and a 3-0 count to start here from Bishop. This is started with Will Wilson in the fifth inning. Wilson eventually drew a walk, one pitch. Advanced the second on a ground out and scored. The next pitch called a strike on the upper out. Hayward has a step and a half past home. And again, he's got a good read for the zone. Franchise leader in walks drawn. So it's not far-fetched if he could get upset at a pitch. 3-1, swing and a miss, high fast, count fills. Hayward has drawn 5 walks this season, counts, only struck out twice. Here's the next from Bishop, it's foul. Ahead on the breaking ball, the count stays. Lions, I'm getting all the big cats mixed up. The Jaguars, then the Lions, now the Tigers, they're both in Detroit, so that throws me. Detroit Lions selected a hometown kid, Hutchinson, edge rusher, for the second pick in the NFL draft. Pitch is called for strike 3, down and Hayward barks at the umpire over his shoulder without breaking back to the dugout. He thought he was getting the free pass. Third strikeout for Cameron Bishop overall for Bowie pitching. And now as Franklin Labor steps in. First pitch to the right-hander. Fastball hits the upper inside corner. It's nothing and one. 4-3 Bowie trails here in the bottom. Next pitch. Half swing. Home plate umpire says don't appeal on strike. Nothing and two. Now going to the Texans. Third overall in the draft. Here's the 0-2. Just missed away. Or thought he might have gotten rung up on that one. He was ready to step back to the dugout, but didn't get it. He backs up into the box. He'll take the free life. Here's the 1-2. Check swing, pitch up and away. They appeal. He didn't go. That was only an appeal for by the home plate umpire. Cody Russ didn't even ask for it. He just assumed it would be called. So the count evens at 2. Here next from Bishop. It swung on for strike 3. A changeup in there, down and away. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the for Cameron Bishop. He's got 4 on the day. 6 overall for Bowie pitching. Here's Robert, number 9 batter, steps in and watches a curveball hit the zone for a called strike. Count begins at nothing and 1. Very beautiful area, downtown Richmond here. Here's the 1. Called a strike edge, count to nothing and 2. I mentioned it a little bit yesterday. I want to take the opportunity to explore a little bit some of the history. Did that today. Fouled off, back to the screen, and A's. Situated on the James River around here as the 0-2 comes in. It's lined up the first base side, but falling in foul. We got a very nice Connecticut Riverfront walkway. Statues and little tidbits of history. The 0-2, swing and a miss for 3. Cameron Bishop strikes out that here in the bottom of the 6th inning. He's 5 on the day, and after the 7th here in Richmond, boom, get back on top. They trail for 3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Nitro Circus's back tour coming to Prince George's Stadium Monday, June 5th. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, Bad, and Rat Tour presented by Mary's the Sketchy, Scary, and Injure, the dangers of big air action, to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives. Bowie, it's going down at Prince Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Tickets, $35, are on sale now at box.com.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 in D.C. Start your partner with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Celebrate Mother's Day with the Bay Sox on May 8th as they take on the Washington National affiliate, the Harrisburg Senators. Have an afternoon with Mom at the ballpark and Kat by having a catch in the outfield after the 1:05 first pitch for Mother's Day at Premium. And special ticket packages are but limited, so get yours now at 301-464-45 or at baysox.com.
Sox are going to don alternate identities for Copa de la Diversión for the first time this season. The Cangrejos de Chesapeake will step on the field for the very first time in 2022. The first time they make the trip to Prince George's State this year, however. Well, that's going to be... Tell you more in just a second as Jordan Westberg steps batter's box for Bowie. First pitch to him is a high fastball. Count opens up 1-0. It's Jordan Westbrookson and Adam Hall due up in this 7th inning. Bowie trails 4-3. Ryan Walker is back to work on the mound. The Squirrels. Here's the next. Pike, lower outside corner in the count even. And the Bay Sox will don their alternate identity on Sunday, May 22nd. It's part of the Fiesta de Mayo from Chesapeake and Prince. Next pitch. Curveball missed. Count goes to nothing in Tucson. Note that with another player, a cornerback taken with the 3rd overall pick by Houston, is the first since the early 90s. The first 3 picks in the draft have been defensive. 1-2. Fouled off to the right side, and the count holds. Winning an 0-for-3 day, reached on an error in the field, stole second. Center field in the 2nd to end the frame, and then ground shortstop in the 4th. Walker has faced the midfar, 4 total batters. Walk, but worked a double play. They play him shot in the opposite way. Next pitch to the Westberg is bounced back to the mound. Picked up on the base of it by Walker. Fires a bit wide to first, but it's in time. 1-3 put out. So Westberg 0-for-4 so far. But if Bowie can get a couple of more base runs, should at least come back up in the ninth. Looks like we might get a pitch, though, as Walker faces just one batter, and they don't want him to face off against lefty Gunnar Henderson. Dennis Pelfrey out, gets the ball, makes the switch. We'll tell you Hurler on the mound in just a couple of seconds. Bay Sox trail 4-3 here on the top. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox, the best time at the ballpark. Bring your family out to celebrate and be the star. Dance on the dugout with Louie. Games in the stadium, introduce a batter, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday party is an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book your by calling 301-44880 or at baysox.com.
From springs to stitches, sore throat to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. We'll see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses, as Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Books, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Pitching Jim Richmond in the top of the seventh inning as Bowie has bases empty and one out, an early ground up to start the frame, but that would be it. Walker. He finishes in line for the win today for the Squirrels in 2/3 of scoreless and hitless ball. He did strikeouts and walk one, but he finished them thanks to a double play. Gunnar Henderson will step into the batter's box. John Russell is a new pitcher on the mound. Russell, a 6'3", 105-pound, 26-year-old right-hand, Hartford, Connecticut. Comes in without a record and without RA. Not to say he's pitched, but he's tossed 5-2 and hasn't allowed an earned run yet this season. Test for Henderson. First pitch, misses. Count starts out at 1-0. Russell has struck out 7 batters, 7 2/3, walked just 1. Go to Henderson. Misses down, and the count goes to 2-0. Next pick out of the draft, Ahmad Gardner, the Jets. Defensive players off of the board to start. Interesting. Oh, call the strike. It's 2-1. Russell is coming off 2 scoreless innings. Check that. He's coming off of a save against the Erie Seawolves midway through the series with Rich on the road at UPMC Park. Pitch to Henderson, called a strike away in the 2. Hits the leg, varies the timing in 2-2. It's fouled off left side, stays. Russell make an appearance in the opening weekend series against Bowie. He came in the Sunday game. Russell relieved Brian Brickhouse in that one, and he 2/3 scoreless. Bowie still won that game. Ooh. Misses down and in. Henderson, count fills. Full count today that Henderson had played. He's 1-for-4, but he's drawn 10 of his 16 on full count pitches. Payoff here. A foul off of the warning track right side by a fan, so the count stays. Henderson walked and scored in the third, popped out to short his last time up. Another 3-2. Curveball. Outside for ball 4. Henderson had a quick trigger to toss that bat. He realized it was a ball, and he's aboard with one out here in the top of the seventh. So a leadoff walk given up by John Russell. It's only the second walkout all season. But he's not usually to sit down the first batter face. This is fifth appearance, and he's only retired the first batter. Here's Adam Hall. Pops up on a bunt first offering. It's picked at the base of the mound by the pitcher. He tries to go to first. It's wide. A bunt for Adam Hall. Extends his streak to 5 games and puts the tying run into scoring position for Bowie here in the top of the seventh. Hall's been known to do that. Pulled it out every now and again, and it stands to reason that he'd do it here in his first game back in about 4 years. And now the tying run is at second, the good at first. Bowie has trailed the entire time today, except for when it was tidy. Corner infielders play in on Tees, who's 1-for-2 with a solo walk, a run scored. First pitch, a curveball, hits the zone for a called strike, 1. Bunt single Ortiz's in the fifth was the only base since the second. So the third, fourth, and sixth, no hits. Next pitch. Curveball called strike on the inner end. It's nothing in two. Ortiz has not hit into a play yet this season. And now, with the taken away, court back off. He's a out pitcher. Here's the 0-2. Crossed over to third. Going to be a tough play. Scooped on a bounce by the third baseman. Sent to second one, and that's the only play. Ruby decided to get at least one lead runners, and Will Wilson received the bag. Fielders goes 5-4. Retired him, Hall. Ortiz replaces him at first base. But the tying run moved to third, and Gunnar Henderson. And now here's Andrew Dashbach, who broke that four-game hitless skid with a two-run homer second. He walked in the third, struck out swinging in the fifth, and a guy that will run her down. Stretch out late appearance as long as he can. This is a first pitch strike here, inside to start, thing in one. Inning started with that by Jordan Westberg, then a pitching change. Gunnar Henderson walked, Adam Hall surprised a bunt single. Joey Ortiz reaches on a fielder's choice. 0-1, swing and a miss. Fast inside, and it's nothing in two. Dashbach worked to a nothing and two start in the fifth, but bounced back to roll. He's piled up a three ball in all three of his previous plate appearances today. The 0-2 pitch. Ball strike three on the outside edge. Dashbach thought it was coming. He saw the curveball, thought it would break a little more, but it did not. This once again, strand a runner in, this time a tying runner. As John Russell strikes out Andrew Dashbach looking. We stretch at the diamond. The Bay Sox trail three. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
On the Green and Corp is your lawn care team, providing preventive-based lawn care program for resident commercial lawns. Our lawn care provide ballpark quality results, custom tailored with guaranteed results for toughest lawns. On the Green offers outdoor pest control services, mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Simply and effectively control insects and indoors this summer with On the Green. Go to onthegreen.com.
Get your gearabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Bald Seals at the Tackle Box Team. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats, balls, all at great prices. Or the main gate at Prince George's Stadium, online at BaySoxShop.com. The Tackle Box is the only place to get best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box, George's Stadium, and at BaySoxShop.com.
Baseball is a game. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, their teams stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Insurance apart from other workers' comp insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse care managers, a physical therapist, and more. To get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect your agent or visit ChesapeakeEmployeeIWC.com.
Bottom of the seventh inning here, Richmond. Bay Sox still trailing 4-3. Matt Sabatis with U.S. Care. Bishop gets back out for his fourth inning of work. Would tie a season's high if he hit first pitch. Called a strike to Simon Whiteman, the leadoff batter. Whiteman is 0-3. He's only 1-13 to start his season. This is just his sixth game. 0-1. Misses just a tad high in the count. After Whiteman, it's Will Wilson. Sean Roby due up. Bishop at the moment is the pitcher of record if this game handle as it stands. 1-1 misses away. Count to 2-1. Up a leadoff walk in the fifth inning, a ground runner to second, and then a slow single center scored him. 2-1 pitch missed down, and the count 3-1. Bishop is already up to the 9. Coming up, season's high. Next offering called a strike out edge. Wyman had thought it might for ball 4, but it didn't. So it runs the count full. Bishop will get a chance for his sixth payoff. Swung on and lift toward right center field. Not deep at all. Easily playable for Hudson Hatt. He hauls it in. That is the flyout in quite some time. There was a line out to left field in Labor that opened the fourth. More of a frozen rope drive than anything. That is actually the first true flyout in the game by Richmond batters. Here's Will Wilson, first pitch. Called a strike, nothing and one. I don't know. There is that one excellent Twitter user, Jeremy Frank. He is very good at peeling out interesting baseball stats. Next pitch to Wilson is off right side, nothing at two. He had noted the other day that it's a fairly common occurrence, I think five times a season, that there's a game where the outfield is not involved in any input outs. They don't run any. Seems less. 0-2. Bounces in. Now it goes to 1-2. But I remember seeing that, and it stuck. Giants taking a pass run in the draft. Kayvon Thibodeau. I think he went to Notre Dame, is that? Next, this is up and away. No, he went to Oregon. Evens at 2. Bay Sox trail 4 in the bottom of the 7th inning, trying to double walk NFL draft at this point. 2-2 from Bishop. Swing just a piece off of home and off of Wilson. Now it stays. I don't even know why I'm on draft. I've already been open about the fact that my fandom for the NFL has been neutral at best, considering Lewis, and vitriol in the narrative on the NFL's relationship with Saints. Not good. The 2-2. Side, and the count fills. And 1-for-4, 6 walks, 3 strikes. With a full count. 3-2. Side, ball 4. Puck given up by Cameron Bishop. Bay Sox have a right-hander up and tossing the bullpen. Looks like Tyler Burch, but that's just me gauging type more than anything. I can't see his face, can't see his number. 5 walks given up by base pitching today as Sean Roby digs lefty on as the first pitch swung on and missed. Breaking ball down away, and the count opens at nothing and one. Singled and scored in the first. That 5 consecutive hits obviously sits in Bowie's mouth right now. Away, off of the glove of Roberts, but it only trickles 2 feet to his right side. Dastardly. Count evens. Bay Sox trailing 4-3. As Bishop delivers the next. Swiss. Roby too far ahead of a curveball, frustrated with himself on that one. Was sitting fastball and didn't. I'd imagine Bishop might not even fastball for the remainder of the plate appearance. With the runner off, you want to make sure you work cleanly. Especially against the heavy hitter. 1-2. Strike 3. Got him with the changeup. Hit it on the outside corner. Roby is retired. Bishop got his 6th batter, tying a season high. 8 punch-outs. Bowie pitching this evening. Here's Frankie Tostado with 2 outs. Bishop works split down the rubber. Set, and the first pitch is a swinging strike, breaking ball in the dirt. Opens up at nothing and one. Tostada has been instrumental in Richmond's current lead. Double in the first, RBI single in the 5th. Here's the 0-1. Fastball misses up and away, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. 5th multi-hit games, and he's never collected 3 in a game, though. The 2-for variety. 1-1. One line over to short and past the leapings in into left center field. Trying to go first to third, Wilson. The throw comes in. It's late. And Tostado, as I speak, has that first 3-hit day of the season. What a day then for him at the plate. Pair of singles, a double, and some at the corners here with 2 away in the inning. And we might get the change. Here comes Kyle Moore. This is the first mound visit, so I'm not going to say anything just yet, but Moore does to the bullpen. So we'll get a pitching change. Cameron Bishop, unable to complete the 4th. He came very, very close. New pitcher in just seconds looks to be Morgan McSweeney. We'll talk about him in a little bit. Bay Sox 3-4-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fan. On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of Sox and is celebrating 25 years in custom lawn care and pest control with guaranteed results for resident commercial lawns. Mention this ad and receive a discount on your first lawn care or service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Visit our website at greeninc.com or call 416-695-044. Let's go, Bay Sox and On the Green or lawn care team.
The best way to take it a beam is with a group outing at Prince George Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients, birthday parties, and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer pleasure group at unbeatable rates with options on suites, seats, and deck around the ballpark. Your group can eat and have an unforgettable time. Find and schedule your group outing by calling 1-464-480 or going to baysox.com.
Sunday, May 28th, a very special night at Prince George's Stadium. Not only have fireworks, as you do with every home stay, it's the Knock Kid of the Ballpark night, raising funds to some cancer survivors, create awareness, and help with cancer research. There's also, if you haven't, the 1K Bud Light Beer Run. You take three laps around the ballpark, chug three beers per lap, and see who can run away with the fastest time of them all. There's a couple of more specials to come with the package. It's all for $25. You have to order a special ticket to the Bay Sox office and get it done. That's, again, Saturday, May 28th. Morgan McSweeney for Bowie as the Bay Sox make a pitching change with runners at the corners in the seventh. Brandon Martorell takes over. Both run along to Cameron Bishop. His line will not be closed until they field. Home to the right-hander from McSweeney is swung, missed for strike one, nothing and one. Bishop, 3 2/3 of an inning, two hits. So far, one run it was earned. He struck out six and walked two, not winning home runs, but he is in line for the long day after giving up the tiebreaker in the bottom of the fifth. Oh, Martorano. Fastball comes in low, McSweeney, and the count evens. McSweeney in for his fifth appearance. Twice this season he's retired the leadoff batter, but once he served up a home run. 6-4 to a right-hander, drafted out of Wake from the 17th round of 2019. Next curveball, cut on and missed for strike two, and the count goes two strikes. He has inherited only one runner this season. He did not score. He inherits two here and is trying to get clean, but a quick time called by Roberts behind the dish. 1-1 record, an 8.53 ERA that equates to 6 earned and 6 in the strikeouts, only 2 walks. Looking for a out this season. The 1-2, swinging a slow bouncer, back mound, charging Westberg, gloving on the infield, fires the first, it's not in time, a run. Nothing that Bowie could have done there on that one. The worst possible spot for an infield goal. And it's an RBI for Toronto to make it 5-3, Richmond. So Wilson scores one, Tostado moves to second, and Martino picks up his ninth RBI of the season. That run belongs to Bishop, so he's charged with two of them. Runner at second, Stiz. Fitzgerald steps to the plate. First pitch home to the right-hander. Fastball bounces in. 1-0 to start. It's a four-pitch offering for McSweeney, but he's got more variety among his four. Four-seam fastball, a slider is his secondary pitch. Then he also has a cutter and a split fastball. In second, two away. A 1-0 count on Fitzgerald, who's 1-for-2 today with a double and a walk. Here's the 1-0. Fastball, call it for strike, one side edge, 1-1. Fitzgerald only 1-for-14, 2-for-15 now with runners in scoring position. His double drove in a run in the first inning. At three-run frame for the Squirrels. 1-1. Curveball bounces in. Count two balls and a strike. McSweeney is of a tough finish his last time out. Well, he did not take it. His out is a little tough to swallow for Bowie because they could have tied the game up if he had not allowed two runs. Here's the 2-1. It's high fastball and the count two. He allowed two runs on in just one inning. It was the top of the ninth of what was at that point a 6-4 game against Akron. It was 8-4, and then Bowie had two runs in the bottom of the ninth. They lost 8-6. Here's the 2-2. Outside, ball three. The fastball a little wide there. Fills on Fitzgerald, who's 1-for-5 with two walks and two shots this season on full counts. First and second day, McSweeney trying to evade his loaded situation. Time call. He was kicking it. Cody Roberts called for the time, so McSweeney put in half a delivery's pitch. He just lobbed it home. That's something that you really want to make sure you threw, especially as a pitcher. If you start your delivery, sometimes if you stop play, it could lead to an injury. So McSweeney just slowed it down a bit. We'll wait on the 3-2 again. It's finally on its way. Check swing, out and away for ball four. So first walk given up by McSweeney. Sixth overall, Bay Sox pitching, and the bases are loaded here for Richmond in the bottom of the seventh inning. Big up here for Jacob Hayward in his first play with the bases loaded this year. But for three on the day, struck out looking on a he did not agree with in the sixth. Fitzgerald first, Martorano second, Tostado third pitch. This is high, and the count begins at one. Innings two with a fly out to right field by Simon Witten. Will Wilson drew a one. Roby struck out looking. Frankie Tostó singled up the middle to knock Kevin Bishop out of the game. His runner stood at first and third. 1-0. Down and away from Bishop. Count goes to 2-0. McSweeney, when his stuff is working and when it's drawing the eyes of those impatient batters, he's got one of the best swinging strike rates on the team. It's just not happening today. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Got a high fastball. Not dancing around it. Chapped him easily with the fastball and got the out wanted on that pitch. Bowie trails 5-3 here in the bottom seventh. Richmond already a run across. Loaded in two outs. The 2-1. Got him again that time on a pitch away. Hayward laid off and watched the breaking ball called strike two. He's only batting .300 this season against right-handers. .256 overall. The pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Got him to chase. Two-seamer down and away. And McSweeney strands the loaded. He does allow an inherited score. And as we go deep here in Richmond, it's a two-run game. Richmond 5, Boo 3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DeSing Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be trusted advisors. From document creation, devices, scanning, and workflow, to documentarity and storage, we understand people, not printers. Give DCA a call, 301-571-0021, or find out about how we can help you. DImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Baysox Youth Base Camps are back in 2022. Admission is open now. Three sessions this by Orioles Hall of Famer and former year Al Bumbry, along with Baysox outfielder Stephen Bumbry. Kids will in-depth on-field instruction and go head-to-head in camp-wide games at Georgia Stadium. All campers get a free Baysox hat and a ticket to a Baysox choice. Space is limited, so head to BaysoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Baysox Youth Baseball today.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there's no doubt that it is important for you to have best trained and most qualified people for you. Members of Steamfitters 602 provide the highest HVAC, mechanical, and spec piping services to the various customers we serve. For more info on services we provide and for a list of people you can hire, please visit steam-602.org.
Edmund, Bowie trails 5-3. They've only collected two hits since the end of the second inning. The bottom three in the lineup due up here on Russell. First pitch to Zach Watson with a strike in the lower outside corner. One to open. Watson is three with three strikeouts. Next pitch. Called a strike again inside. Nothing in two. After Watson, it's Cody Roberts, then Dylan Harris frame. Infield, outfield from the right-handed hitting Watson. The 0-2 pitch is down, bounces maybe a bit, and the count goes to a ball. Watson has had a bit of an up-and-down start to his season as well, as he missed a little bit of time in the Binghamton series. The 1-2, roped over to third, but at the chest by Sean Roby. Instantly on him. Watson a bit of a heavy part too, so it's reasonable that he went that shin. Cody Roberts, first pitch crushed out to Hayward, back on the horse, looking up at the wall and watching it bounce in front of him off the wall. Roberts steps into second base, second double of the day. A 2-for-3 day from Cody as he continues to hit it well for the bases. For Roberts, that is his fourth multi-hit game this season, all of them the two-hit variety. And now it brings the tie to the plate in Dylan Harris. First pitch called a strike high. Got a nothing in one. Here's the next. Strike, curveball down and in. I saw a note from Rich DeBroff. BaltimoreBaseball.com, fans of the Orioles system, mourning the passing of Delmarva Shorebird superfan, Doc Shirt, Richard Passwater, next to Harris, is called strike three on the outside edge. So Harris sits down on his two gone here in the eighth. Second shot for John Russell. Very sad to hear that Dubroff's full note. That Richard was a friend to generations of Shorebird players, a one-time nutritionist for Muhammad Ali. He always cries with just so many interesting stories in baseball. It's very fun to the lives of everyone involved. Here's an Haskin. First pitch is bounced first base side. Nothing in one. Let just note come across and wanted to pass our condolences here. Here's the 0-1. Haskin ropes it to the left side of base hit. Ross has the go sign as it's scooped in left by Ward. The throw comes home. It's cut off. Scores. RBI single for Hudson Haskin. His 13th run driven in this inning. And the Bay Sox bring it one. It's 5-4. That ends Hudson's hit streak to four consecutive games, and it looks like we might get a pitching change. Run not complete. One full inning as Dennis Pelt out and asks for the switch. So we'll get a new hurler on the mound as the meat of the Bay Sox or steps to the plate. Jordan Westberg will come. And we'll tell you about the new hurler on the mound in just a second. Bowie trails 5-4 here in the top of the eighth inning. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club, the best way to be a fan of the Bay, completely free for kids ages 3 to 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for signing up. Parents, head over to Bay Sox to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on promotions and giveaways at Prince George's this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures, sign up now at baysox.com.
At DCA Imaging, we provide a tenured team of office tech professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security, we understand people printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImage.com. DCA Image, office technology made easy.
Here in the top of the eighth inning, RBI single from Hudson Haskin to knock John Russell out of the game. Haskin represents the tying run Bay Sox as they trail Rich 4. New pitcher on the mound, Chris Wright, will tell you more about him. And just as the line on John Russell is closed, is his runner at first base, and so could be charged with a blown save. Well, technically not. Chris Wright would charge with the blown save, even though the run would not belong to him. Whatever the case, Russell finishes in a third. He gives up three hits so far, one run. It was earned. It could go up. He struck out two and walked one home run. Makes way for Wright. The only left-hander in the pen for the Squirrels, a 6'1", 25-pound, 23-year-old from Providence, Rhode Island. 12th round, 2019. He faces off with Jordan Westberg here. Westberg only two left-handers this season. He checks his swift offering and went around. And one to start as Westberg, an 0-for-4 day, his three-game streak in danger of being broken. Haskin is next pitch. Call the strike down. Count goes to nothing and two. It's good to have the lefty on the mound now because Haskin does have a little bit of speed behind him. And Brandon Martirano allowed three stolen bases on in this game. There goes Haskin. The 0-2 is bounced over third, and they go the short way to second. Haskin stuttered after the off. If he had gone full tilt, he would. Five for fielder's choice ends the inning, and the Bay Sox miss out on another opportunity. Tying run aboard once again. We go to the bottom of the eighth here at the Bay Sox Trail 5-4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
From bug bite to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bone, care is around the corner at Penn First. Walk in to see a doc 10 to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For illnesses and injuries, Patient is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Page First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
I was proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, Pest Now. For general pest control, mosquito control, and all control services, call Pest Now. Reach us at 301-238-3300 or visit us online at www.pest.com.
best way to Bay Sox game is with a group outing at stadium. Everything from entertaining to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plus for your group at unbeatable rates with options on suites, seats, and deck around the ballpark. Your group can get their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group calling 301-464-880 or going to Sox.com.
Bottom of the eighth, Richmond. Morgan McSweeney comes out for his first full inning of relief. Allowed an inherited runner to score. Gave up a walk and a strikeout. Bottom of the seventh. First pitch. Misses down and away to Franklin Labor. Count opens up at 1-0. Last three batters started with a 1-0 count against McSweeney. Labor on a 1-for-3 day with in the second. Here's the next. This is high. 2-0. He singled in that frame. Advanced on a walk and was on a fielder's choice. First out of the inning. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Got him with a curve. Count goes to 2-1. Bay Sox will have three chances to put at least one run on the this game. When we get to the top of the ninth, it'll be Gunnar Hendel and Joey Ortiz. 2-1. Called a strike. Wide on the outside edge and the evens. Now that side half to the right-handers, it's definitely fluctuating, to put it diplomatically. Here's the 2-2. Ball just a piece and off the mid of Roberts. Can't hold it and it stays. I think the only bat really been vocal about it has been Jacob. Bowie's just let it happen. And we've seen it with this umpiring four. They were Binghamton series when Bowie was a couple of weeks ago. And they're a little the trigger. Here's the 2-2. Knuckled foul, base side. This one will get out. Count days. Lengthy plate appearance now, at number 6. As McSweeney's already up to 20 pitches total. Fouled off again, right side, out of play. This season, most pitches that McSweeney has thrown in any appearance was 33. That was in series. He took the loss in that game. The 2-2. Swing, pitch in the dirt. They appeal. So the count fills. Four batters far. Two of them have reached full count. Sets now, first base side of the rubber, to the leadoff man, Labor. Swing and a miss, 3. Got him with a high slider, and that second strikeout for Morgan Sweeney. One gone, the 8th. 10 strikeouts for Bay Sox pitching. And now right-hander Rob Emery. First pitch to him. Called a fastball, snipes the upper outside, nothing in 1. Here's next check swing, that pitch down. This is why Richmond is able to hold on. They have against McSweeney. It is only the first. But they're really being selective with a lot of these pitches, and they can tell it's speed enough. Here's the one. Fouled off right side. Count goes to about 2 strikes. The fact is that when McSweeney stuff breaks, it can do those swings and misses so darn well. They can read the speed just enough that they're changing so many of their swings. The 1-2. Down. A bit of a flinch from Emery, but the count even at 2. So again, they have a standing to read the speed at the very least here. And it makes it so peel off when it breaks out of the zone. The 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Look on the fastball, though, as McSweeney pumps it high. That's his strikeout. They've all come in tandem. And there's 2 gone here in the bottom of the 8. Goes top of the lineup now with Simon Whiteman, who's 0-for-3. First pitch, fastball, hits the inside edge, nothing in 1. So first fastball for 2 of the 3 batters in this inning. And both of them have gone for called strikes. Here's the one. Fouled off. That one might have gotten some pine tar as it lofts over the netting. Already nothing in two. McSweeney delivers the next. It's down. And the count to a ball and two strikes. So it definitely seems obvious that Rich, whether it be their scouting report or the way after it, after the first two batters Sweeney faced, is that just they're just looking off a lot of these pitches and seeing if McSweeney back himself into a corner. That's not been right now. The 1-2 pitch. That one bounced changeup. Now goes to 2-2. And while he gotten into maybe a dicey session in some of these counts, he's not up against the wall and needing a put-down minute. He still seemed to be in control of a lot of these PAs. The 2-2 late swing, poked right back to the mat. Sweeney takes it on a couple of bounces and zips it to first for the out. 1-3 out ends the frame. It's a perfect 8 for Morgan McSweeney. We go to the Bowie has 3 outs to try and tie or take the lead. They trail 5-4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sunday, May 22nd, it's a fiesta in Georgia Stadium. For the first time, season Bay Sox will transform Hijos Fantasmas de Chesapeake against Los Perros Calientes de Acme as part of Minor League Baseball's Copa Versión. It'll be a Latin fiesta all afternoon around the ballpark, presented by Chesapeake Employers Insurance. Get your tickets today at 301-464-4865, online at baysox.com.
There is a week, July, where the baseball world revolves around religion, upstate New York. Face Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown, forgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Danny Oliva, Buck O'Neill, David Ortiz as the class of 22. Visit baseball.org today for the
Baseball is a game of specialists. Hitters, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out for the rest. Specialists also help Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physician, and more. All to get your employee to work, contain costs, and keep down. That's teamwork. To learn or connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.
Ninth in Richmond, the Bay Sox have outs to work with to try and tie. They trail 5-4. Chris Wright is back out for first full inning of relief. Got a force out against the only batter he needed to face in the eighth to keep Bowie tying. Here's Gunnar Henderson, first pitch, right side of the infield, a slow roller, scooped on the Will Wilson, and he flips it first for the out. 1-4-3, Gunnar Henderson going to go without. He's 0-3 on the day with two walks. He's gone hitless in three of his last four games now. Here's Hall. This is a save situation for Wright. Would be the second year if he completes it. No Richmond pitcher has multiple saves yet. First pitch to Hall, fouled off screen. Down opens at nothing and one. Hall on a surprise bunt in the seventh, trying to pull out the small ball, and it nearly. Henderson to second. He moved to third but was left. A broken bat, little bouncer over toward the mound. It's picked by the pitch. Tries to throw it from his keister. Saved from going into the outfield. I don't know why Ryan even tried to throw that ball. He was on his back, falling away, and just threw it into the air. Kiko Tostado was wise enough to go grab it. Because that really could have got out of hand if Wright hit even just a little bit harder. If you're already falling, just take the lump. And hold on, don't worry about things. There was that Tigers game, I think last night, or maybe two nights ago, a Twins in which a wild throw missed a runner, and then a throw from the catcher to get a backup runner at third base, sail field. Just hold on to the ball. Tigers game in a bizarre walk-off. Here's Ortiz. First pitch misses spin away. Count opens at one. So Hall's on the single. And he represents a tying run here. It's Hall's sixth game this season. Here's the one. Up and away. Back pick to first. Not in time. Hall stepped in. Did not slide. And it was close. One runner on. One away here in the tenth inning. Bay Sox trail by one. 4 runs, 8 hits. 5 runs, 9 hits. 1 error. That's how it squares. Here's the two up. Curveball hits the zone on Ortiz. Count goes to 2-1. He said it. Ortiz, when he's in scoring position, his strikeout and bump. And while there's no runner in scoring position here, it's kind of a similar situation with tying run on base. Ninth. You feel those same nerves. 2-1. And away from Martirano, over to the right side, and on second is Hall. And I think third wild pitch in this game. 2-2. Yeah, third wild pitch in this game. And now it puts the runner into scoring. And it gives Joey Ortiz a hitter's count. Three balls and one strike. Hall lead off of second base. The 3-1 home. Ortiz watches high for ball four. Ahead run on base for Bowie now. They had that last half inning too. They've more than their fair share on the base paths today. Bay Sox are only 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position this evening, 10 total. But here comes Andrew Dashbach. After Bowie fined 3-0 in the first inning, Dashbach made sure that it wouldn't sit that way for long. He had a 2-run home in the second. Walk in the third, he struck out twice since. First pitch. Checks. He went. Pitch in the dirt. Nothing in one to start. So his first two plate appearances started with a first pitch ball. He worked to a count before going yard. A 3-1 count before walking in the third. But then in the fifth and sixth, he started with a first pitch strike and struck out both. Last time in the seventh, it was a wrist strikeout. He rarely does that. Here's the 0-1. Swing called a strike on the outside edge. It's nothing in two. But again, the home run broke up a hitless streak for Dashbach. Could really use one more here. The 0-2. Up and away. Marano had to hop for it. Throws it out of the air and keeps it under the backstop. Again, I think it's a poor mix on both these Richmond pitchers today. Marano, he just doesn't have as much range to see from a catcher. Pitch inside, nearly to Dashbach. Count evens. He's only batting 1-for-7 this season with runners in scoring position. Only 3 is 7 RBIs come in these situations. The 2 in there, strike 3. Watch the fastball right on by half of the zone. And that's the first strikeout for a crucial point. Here's Zach Watson. Bowie, to final out this evening. Tying run in scoring position. Watt for 4 today. First pitch. Slider down in 1-0 to start. Watson struck out in his first appearances and lined out perfectly to the third baseman his last time. That led off the eighth inning. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Chases on a high ball and count evens. Gunnar Henderson led inning with a first pitch ground out. Hall then had a broken bat that didn't even get to the mound, only 40 feet away from home. Ortiz drew a 3-1 walk and Andrew Dashbach struck out looking. Up and in. Count goes to 2. We said Watson is one of clear-cut candidates to pull the ball for Bowie this season. Almost a time. The only time he's put it in play today. Hold it. Here's the 2-1. Outside. 3 balls and a strike. And again, something I like to discuss a lot is set up your defense for a pull batter. You'd expect pitcher to at least pitch inside a little bit to try and induce that pull. It's not happening too much here. The 3-1 on its way. In ball 4, it skips away. Rano went sprinting at it, but he realized he didn't. The bases are loaded with 2 outs in the top of the ninth. Well, you can't say this series isn't going to come without its fair shun and tension. It's now been 2 walks here in the ninth inning. A ball has not the infield, but the base have the go-ahead run in swing position, the tying run at and Cody Roberts, who's got 2 doubles on the day, batter's box. Decent gap on the right side of the infield. First pitch. He swings and misses. Nothing in one to start. Roberts on the season in scoring position. Hits it well. 6-for-10. His only home run, all nine of his runs driven in. 0-1 pitch. This is up and away, draws the eye of the crowd as the count evens. He's not a pull hitter. 26% of the time. But he's one to always put into play. Here's the 1-1. Fouled off. In on the hands. Sox are down to their final strike. Double in the second inning. Left walked in the sixth. Take on a double play. A double in the eighth. Cord Bowie's fourth run. He's going to drive in their fifth. Maybe a little bit. Bases loaded. Two outs. 1-2. In there. Strike three. Got him with a curveball. Been in. Roberts will have words with the home plate umpire. Bay Sox lose a tight one with the Richmond Flyers this evening. They strike is loaded in the top of the ninth and drop a one game. We'll ride here from the diamond. We come back. We bring you Bay Sox post game after what was a tense one and only a tough one. The second, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Fielder's Choice flicks with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value, the best games at Prince George's Stadium. Save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts, rentals, special access to the Diamond Plot, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Pitch now by calling 301-464-4865. Running online to baysox.com.
It takes time to get rich, fluffy beans from the lush mountain region of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those flavorful coffee beans and brew magnificent cup at a time. It's Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee world. Real fresh, real fat. Royal Farms.
At Deeding Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be trusted advisors. From document creation, devices, scanning, and workflow, to document and storage, we understand people, not printers. Give DCAging a call, 301-571-0021, or find more about how we can help you. Imaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It's now Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Well, a tight one does not go Bowie's way this evening as we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame here from the diamond. We might have a fireworks show in the outfield, and let's go ahead and recap this one for you briefly as Bowie falls today to 4. They had plenty of opportunities to tie the game, maybe take it at a couple of turns, but having at one point a 3-3, that was the closest they would ever get it. The Bay Sox never led. And Richmond either led or was tougher since the first inning. So we recap. Out of the gate, Brian Brickhouse had an easy first inning. Worked around and hit a couple of strikeouts to keep Bowie scoreless in the first. Drew Rahm hit a tough stretch. Gave up 5 negative base hits, including 3 doubles. And that made it to where Bowie trailing 3-0 out of the gate. In the second, though, Bowie, they really have that phase them too much. After a lead by Joey Ortiz, Andrew Dashbach leads home run to left field, his third of the season. Bowie the game in the third inning against Brickhouse on a trio of walks. Gunnar Henderson just moved to second on the next one, stole third base, and scored on a wild after one of the walks. Made it 3-3, and it would hold that way. Fifth inning, Cameron Bishop had taken over Bowie. Drew Rahm could only pitch 3. A couple of lengthy plate appearances, and all 3 of his innings were very long in terms of the pitch count. A lead by Will Wilson in the fifth inning for Richmond started the rally. It was a brief one, but Sean Roby grounded out to Wilson, and then Frankie Tostado singled to sealed to score, Wilson making it 4-3. The Bay Sox had plenty of opportunities. They got base runners in the 6th and 7th. They could not bring any of them home. In the 7th, a runner to 3rd with a out, but still could not done. Meanwhile, in the 7th, they pushed ahead a little bit further. One out walk drawn by Wilson again. Up was taken out of the game following a Tito Stato. And then an RBI sent Martirano against the new pitch Morgan McSweeney. The run was charged, but McSweeney was on the mound at 5-3. The base 8th inning, they got a step closer after Cody Roberts, a 2-out double, or check that, 1-out left field, his 2nd double of the day, his 4th multi-hit game. Hudson Haskin eventually singled, drive in Roberts and make it a 5-4 game. In the bottom of the 8th, Morgan Lesley picked up 2 strikeouts and in the 9th, the Bay Sox made some noise, but they still couldn't get. Adam Hall had a broken bat infield single. Joey Ortiz threw a walk, and so did Zach Wilson. But with two outs, Cody Roberts struck out looking on a once offering, a curveball inside. The game was over. So your final line as the fireworks boom here at Bowie scores four runs on eight hits with no errors. They left on 13. Richmond scores five runs on eight hits. Check that, nine hits with one error left on eight. Winning pitcher is Ryan Walker in relief. 4-0. He's the league's leader in wins at the moment. It was Cameron Bishop. He falls to 0-2. Save goes to Chris Wright, his first pitcher for Richmond this season with multiple saves. Game was played 2 hours and 50 minutes in front of a paid attendance to diamond of 3,852. With the loss, Bowie falls to 9-8 on the season. Their game winning streak is broken. They've lost 2 of 3. And the Bay Sox are now 4 on the road, 3-2 in games decided by one run. With the win, Richmond moves up to 10-8 on the year. They join Portland, Harrisburg, and Erie as with 10 wins so far. As the Squirrels have 1-2 last three, they're now 6-3 in front of the home crowd at the dot, and 3-3 in games decided by one run. Tuesday again tomorrow at 6:30. It's part of the Copa de la Diversity Day, so we'll talk about that in seconds. But when we come back here on Bay Sox postgame, we'll look around the rest of the Eastern League, see how this Bay Sox loss might affect their place in this, and then the rest of the Orioles organization as a whole. Should be a good day as we get ready to wrap things up. Again, tonight, Bay Sox fall to Richmond 5-4. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
From sprains to stitches, sores to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, Care Corner at Patient First. Walk the doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, prescription drugs are on site, and most insurance plans are accepted. Routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Be sure to get Friday, June 17th for a jammed night of promotions and fun at Prince's Stadium. It all starts with fireworks presented by Imaging Systems. It's our mother inside out with special ticket packages available at SoxShop.com. And most important, the Scouts BSA Campout. It's a special ticket. You and your scout camp out in the outfield at Prince George's Stadium after the game. It all happens Friday, June 17th, so find out more tickets now at BaySox.com.
Everyone does a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces, aligners, anyone can get this funded with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit rads.com today and book your free consult. Badsmile.com. Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider, Bowie Bay Sox.
Back to the diamond one final time here. Sox postgame as Bowie falls 5-4. Take this up through the rest of the Eastern League. See how the circuit is doing. And then the Orioles organization as a unit. One game still in action. Check that. Games still in action around the league. One of them part of a doubleheader. Harvard and Harrisburg playing a twin bill. Coming away with game 1, 6-1. Currently tied in the bottom of the 6th, 4-4. Other game in action, Altoona and Grin. It's been all curve in the series, but right now it's all duck. Altoona put on 3 runs in the first. Grin matched it to tie the game. Altoona then put on 4 runs, 1 in the 3rd and 3 in the 5th, to take a 7-3 lead. Akron put on 4 in the 6th, 2 in the 7th. A blowout in the two sides as it's 9-7 in the top of the 8th over at Canal Park. Games coming to a close at this point. Somerset and Portland played a couple biters over the last 2 days. Run 8th inning made it a big out for the Patriots this afternoon. 15-3 Somerset over the Sea Dogs. And New Hampshire went toe-to-toe after Reading dropped each of the first 2 in that set. The Fits come away with a 3 runs by the fight 2nd inning. And Fireworks still just bang off. Then a couple of runs in the 8th inning. 5-1 the final there. And Erie continues their hefty work over the Bodies. They've won each of the first 3 series after a doubleheader sweep yesterday. 7-5 the final. Cabo Stadium with the Seawolves winning. On the Orioles organizational side, of course, the Orioles dropping the to New York this afternoon up in the Bronx. They were swept out in 5 final, if I'm not mistaken. Whatever case, the Orioles will return home to Camden having a road trip on the West Coast to Yankee Stadium. But in the system, one game comes in, two more still in action. Triple A Fook holding on to a slim 4-3 inch to Gwinnett. They led the Stripers 3-0 after just three hits, but a four spot in the seventh gave them a big opportunity to maybe pick in and get back into the winning column. Dunn has had a tough time handling the Augustine Jackets down in South Carolina, but right now they do lead. It's the same score there. Delmarva ahead 3. They're in the bottom of the eighth, trying to sneak out a win after dropping this 3. Aberdeen blanked the Jersey Shore Blue Claws this evening. Ayo went yard for his third consecutive two-run shot. 4-0 the fair as Aberdeen downs the Phil affiliate. But again, the score within our wheelhouse, Bowie to Richmond today, 5-4. The two sides meet again tomorrow, 6-5 the first pitch, and it's our old friend, Dave Fenter, getting the start for Earls. He pitched with Bowie a while last year, and it'll be Antelez making the start face Sox, his third. We'll tell you all about it, and check that, his fourth. We'll tell you all about it and get you more information when it comes time for the DC Gang Systems pregame show at 6:15 tomorrow. So again, final time here from the Diamond, your final this evening, Bowie 4, Richmond 5. This is Matt Otis saying thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bucks Baseball. We hope you enjoyed the game and join us next time for an exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of Bowie Bay Sox.